Blog Talk Radio.
That the voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me, serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. Searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. He says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today.
Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you to the Destined for Victory broadcast. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. As a matter of fact, we must rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, the joy of the Lord truly is your strength. If you're going through having a hard time today, just go ahead and praise God anyhow. Amen. Give him the praise, give him the glory, and give him the honor. Amen. Let him know that he is still good in spite of your circumstances. The Bible says that we can be confident in this very thing, that God is faithful. He is faithful to complete the work that he has begun in you. And I tell you, I take solace from that, in knowing that God is still at work in my life, even though the enemy is busy and I'm waging war, just really pretty much fighting for my life. I thank God that I'm not alone. And I want to encourage you on tonight that you are not alone. Although you are fighting for your life, you might be having a hard time, but be encouraged and know that if God be for you, that is more than the whole world against you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to make an announcement. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Let me make a couple of announcements, and then we'll go into today's broadcast. I want to let you know that I am here every Saturday with the Woman to Woman show right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. And we talk about issues that are relevant to the life of women. Amen. I tell you, we're growing in the Lord. I've had some phenomenal guests. If you were not with me on Saturday, you can go back and listen to the archive. Minister Russell Blake was my guest, and he blessed us. I tell you, he had a wealth of information, wisdom. He has written a book, Proverbs 31, The Black Virtuous Woman. We talked about his book. He did a reading from his book, and he blessed myself and my listeners on Saturday. So you can go back and listen to that interview if you missed it. Also, I want to let you know about our church. I pastor New Creation Christian Ministries along with my husband, my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we are located at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So you're welcome to come over anytime and worship God with us. We welcome you. You can come as you are. You don't have to dress up. Some people dress up. Some people dress down. The key is that you just come. Just come. Come as you are. We guarantee you that you won't leave the same. And our service is on Sunday. We start at 11 o'clock a.m. And also we have a Wednesday evening service at 7:30 p.m. This Wednesday we will not be in Elizabeth. We will be in Jersey City. My husband, Pastor Anthony, will be preaching at World Outreach Christian Center. And that's at 122 Grant Avenue. Grant Avenue. That's G-R-A-N-T Avenue in Jersey City. And the pastors are Sharon and Rebecca Richardson. So we're going to go out and fellowship with them as a church. We're excited and looking forward to a dynamic time of praise and worship and hearing a powerful word from the Lord. So we invite you to come. We invite you to come and be a part of that time on tomorrow. And that is it, I believe. I do have one more announcement. I am the author of some life-changing books, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living, is one of those books I definitely recommend. If you have been molested or abused, I recommend that you pick up a copy of that book. It's a book of healing. It's a book of hope. It's a book of resurrection. It's a book of restoration. It's a prophetic work, and God's going to speak to you through the pages of the book. You can pick up a copy at Amazon.com, or you can go over to my website at nccmonline.org to pick up a copy of The Cry of a Woman's Heart. And then there are other books there. Nobody's Business is a novel, and it talks about a lot of the issues that we talk about on this broadcast and even others that we don't talk about. So that's another phenomenal read. And then there's Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. Finally, there's my latest release, Don't Die in the Wilderness. And all of these books are available at my website, so you can go over to my website and pick up a copy. Amen. So that's it for the announcements. I want to go ahead and get into the information that I have for you today. Today I'll be giving you the information on prevention and also on being able to be healed, to begin to recover from molestation. And also after that I'll be speaking a word of exhortation, and then I will be opening the lines for prayer. So you are definitely welcome to call in. At towards the end of the broadcast, you can call in for prayer. You can call in if you want to give a testimony or if you just need somebody to talk to. If you need counseling, if you need advice, you can call in to 646-652-4832 while I'm live and on air. So I encourage you to call in, and I encourage you to tell somebody about the Destined for Victory broadcast. You can let them know that Pastor Rebecca is on the air every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock p.m. for the Destined for Victory broadcast, and that they can come by going to blogtalkradio.com/power or by calling 646-652-4832. Amen. And just go ahead and Twitter somebody, tweet somebody, text somebody, call somebody, and tell them to tune into the Destined for Victory broadcast. Hallelujah. So God bless you. I pray that you've had a good day. I'm going to go ahead and open in prayer, and then we're going to go right into the information for today. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name more today. Oh God, you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, I come before you, Father God, praying, oh God, for those, Father God, who are hurting on tonight, God, for those who have been molested, for those, Father God, who have gone through difficult times in their lives, oh Lord. And I just ask, Father God, that you will encourage the heart of somebody on today, Lord, and let them know, Father, that it's not over until you say it's over, oh God. Let them be encouraged on today, Father God. Use me, Father God, to your glory on tonight, God. Use me for your glory. Let everything in me glorify you on tonight, God. Even as the callers come, as the listeners come, oh God, I just ask, Father God, that you will bless each and every person that comes, oh God. Let not one person come away from here, Father God, the same. Father God, let each and every person that comes in, Father God, receive something that they need, Father God, to keep moving forward. Whether they come for a minute or five or the whole 2 hours, whether they're listening live or via the archives, Father God, just bless each and every person, Father God. Even now, Father God, I give this broadcast to you, Lord. You call me to do this. You called me to do this, God, and out of obedience, Father God, here I am. So, Lord, I just say, have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free, oh God. And, Lord, at the end of this time, I will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm here. This is the Destined for Victory broadcast. And Destined for Victory broadcast is a part of an organization that the Lord had me start. And the organization is Destined for Victory organization. And that organization has a goal to stop molestation. That organization has a goal to stop molestation, and then the secondary goal is to heal those who have been molested, and then we have a final goal, which is to propel everyone that encounters our organization into victory, because you and everybody else that will listen to this broadcast and that will come into our Hope Center. We're going to have a Destined for Victory Hope Center, and everyone that will come onto our website, which is being built now, everyone who will read any of our resource materials, anyone that will see any of our videos or listen to any of our recordings, will know that they truly are destined for victory. God did not send his son Jesus Christ into the world for anyone to perish or for anyone to feel like they don't have hope or they can't make it. God sent Jesus into the world so that you and I could have life and we could have that life more abundantly. And now our circumstances should not dictate to whether or not we have the victory. Our circumstances should not prevent us from having the victory in life. So here I am to let you know that you are destined for victory. And part of that victory is in being informed and knowing that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, knowing that there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper, knowing that you are not a hopeless victim in life, but that you can take control and that you can change the circumstances in your life and in your family. So Destined for Victory is here and is set up just for that and just for you. I believe everybody needs this organization. If you have children in your life, if you have children in your family, then this organization is for you. Everyone needs this organization. And that's why I'm here. You know, I'm here not for vainglory, not to make a name for myself, but I'm here because this is something that I'm passionate about, and I believe that we all need to be informed on how to protect our children, so that they don't feel like there's no hope for them. So to God be the glory for the great things that he is doing. And right now what I'm going to do is give you some information. I want to give you some information on how to prevent the children in your life from being molested. So many people come to me. I tell you, over the years since I've been in ministry, and I've been in ministry for quite some time now, almost since I got saved, but definitely since 2004. So I guess 2004, right after I wrote Nobody's Business, I guess I could be safe to say that that's the official start date of my ministry. So it would be the beginning of 2004, I began to minister to hurting women. I began to minister when Nobody's Business was released, first and foremost through the books, and then through book clubs. After that, I began to do women's conferences where I would get calls to come and not even preach, because I wasn't preaching then, but I got calls to come and speak at different women's conferences. And as I went out to speak at these conferences, what I found was that there were a lot of women there that were hurting. And they were hurting because, like myself, they had been molested. And like myself, they didn't know how to process it. Now, me, what I did was I started being promiscuous, getting into different relationships, and then I started drinking and getting high. And after that, I started just partying and just going from relationship to relationship. Really insecure in myself. I had no self-esteem, and I was looking for people, places, and things that would validate me, because as a result of what had happened to me, I felt invalid, like I didn't have any value, like I didn't have any worth. And as I went out to begin to minister to women in different churches, different homes, I actually went to book clubs and people's homes, and women got set free. As I went to minister in different arenas, I realized that a lot of the women had the same problem, and that was that somebody had tampered with them. Someone had touched them when they were little. And for years, so since 2004, here we are 8 years later, and the problem is increasing. People are coming out telling me that they have had this experience and that they never knew how to deal with it, even in the church, you know, especially in the church, because when you're in the church, you can't very well go out and get drunk. Or when you're in the church, you can't get up and testify that somebody molested you in the middle of a Sunday morning service. You cannot get up and say, my father molested me, or my uncle touched me, or the babysitter did something to me sexually. You don't have that freedom. You don't have that liberty. And there's still a stigma attached to the victim. You know, it's a shame because the victim did nothing wrong. I want you to hear me. If you were a victim of molestation, you have to know that you did nothing wrong. It was not your fault. You didn't ask for it. You didn't bring it on yourself. You were not too cute. You were not too fast. You were not too fine. You were not, you know, too adorable. You were not, you didn't ask for it. It wasn't your fault. You know, a lot of the times the molester will make you feel like it's your fault. And you have to know today that it wasn't your fault. If you were molested, it wasn't your fault. Amen. So, you know, meeting all of these women, and even 8 years later now, still meeting women now with things that are in the news, you know, the lawsuit against Eddie Long, Bishop Eddie Long, and now these young boys coming out against Sandusky, and then the boys that came out against the other coach. And now more and more people are coming out, and even Tyler Perry, you know, talking about how he was abused and molested. And all of now the men are coming out, and they're vocalizing the fact that they have been molested. And it's really tugging on my heart that not only men but women are going through this dilemma in life. And God has really put it upon my heart to do something about it. And all that I can think about is the fact that I'm very vocal, and I have a platform here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as in my church, as well as in my books. in my writing where I can begin to speak out. If you want to make a difference in the lives of children everywhere, whether they're your children or somebody else's children, the first thing that you can do, the first way that you can do that is by speaking out. Opening your mouth, crying loud, and sparing not, and saying, look, this is what's happening in the world, on the earth, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, we can stop it. You know, we don't have to wait 25, 30 years until the children of today are grown and then decide that we want to fix something that has happened to them. Let us go forward now and begin to make a difference in the lives of the children that we know. Listen, all I'm asking you to do is start with the children in your own family. I want you to help me to end molestation. I want you to help me to stop molestation. And that's my mission. I'm on a mission. So the first way that we could do that is by information. We want to prevent it. And again, preventative measures start with you, and it starts with the children in your own family, the children that you know, your children, your nieces, your nephews, your neighbors' children, your friends' children. It starts with information. So we can get that information out there. We can begin to make a difference. 2 weeks ago, I gave you some preventative measures for your own children. I encourage you to talk to your children. I encourage you to make your children feel safe about coming to you if anything happened to them. Today, I want to just give you some more information. I want to let you know that a lot of kids are being molested today. Even as we're on this broadcast, it's 10 o'clock at night, and some children are being molested right now. And I pray that there's a child molester listening to me. And I would say to you, get some help. You know, just you can stop today. You can stop touching those children today. You can stop what you're doing today. You don't even like what you're doing. You may have been molested. You may have been hurt. And I'm just here to tell you that there's hope for you and there's help for you. You don't have to continue on the path that you're on. I just wanted to say that. I just felt like somebody might be listening that needed to hear that. You know, you're like an addict and you feel like you can't help yourself. But I'm here to say that you can. And one thing that you could do is to pray and ask God to help you, amen, because the statistics are that one out of every three girls and one out of every, they say, six boys is molested before 18 years of age, and we know that those statistics are not correct, because guess what? These girls and these boys that are not counted, they are not counted because they're not telling anybody that they have been molested. A lot of children that have been molested are taking it to the grave. They're not telling anybody. And then they have one out of seven children that are molested or are under 6 years old. And 40% of that abuse is by juveniles. In other words, in order for somebody to be qualified as a molester, they have to be at least 5 years older than the victim. Amen. So, and then it says the age of vulnerability is between the ages of 7 and 13. So what does that say? That says that you have those ages up, I say, from the time that your child is born until they're 13 years old, that you want to be very careful about who you leave your child with, about how you leave your child, and you just want to be very, very mindful and protective of your child. And some people may say it's over the top, but I'd rather be over the top than have something happen to my child. Amen. And there are symptoms that you can look out for. Again, these are your own children, but you can look out for these symptoms, irritation of the genital area, if they have any type of discharge, if they have any difficulty in urinating. Changes of behavior, that's an important one. And if your child was an A student and all of a sudden they're getting F's, that's something for you to be concerned about. Amen. So changes of behavior. If your child is nervous or aggressive and they display that behavior towards certain adults, then there's something there. There's something there that you need to check out. If your child is being sexually provocative, the use of alcohol and or drugs, antisocial behavior, fear of going home or being in the presence of the abuser. Again, if the abuser is a parent and you're a school teacher and that child does not want to go home, then that's something for you to pay attention to. Amen. And so these are just some of the symptoms. And here's some of the consequences of chronic depression. I have to turn the page. Low self-esteem, sexual dysfunction, multiple personalities, long-term psychological problems, which include chronic states of arousal, nightmares, flashbacks, venereal disease, anxiety over anxiety over sex or exposure of the body during medical exams. Those are some of the side effects. Those are some of the consequences. Now I want to talk about the cycle of violence. People who have been molested are more likely to become criminal offenders. 40% of sexual abusers were abused as children sexually. Prostitution is another avenue that people who have been molested take. There is legal action. I want to talk about this. Legal action. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but I wanted to talk about some of the methods of reporting. If you suspect that your child or a child that you know has been molested, report that abuse to the, in New Jersey is DICES, Division of Youth and Family Services, or whatever state you're in, your local child protection agency. Some states have mandatory laws for reporting suspected abuse. So if you suspect that a child is being abused, please report it. Amen. And here is something else that we have to know about molestation. Victims can sue their abusers in civil court to receive monetary damages or win other remedies. So you have to know that there is a path that you can take, that you can, you know, basically sue the molester. Amen. I want to talk for a few minutes about adult survivors of child sexual abuse. The coping mechanisms that we use, and I say we because I was molested as a child, the coping mechanisms that we use with the horror of abuse include protective denial. You know, a lot of times we just black it out like it never happened. Amen. We'll black out the fact that we had the experience. Repressing some or all of the details of the abuse. Selective loss of memory, you know, is amazing because I can forget anything I want to. And I forget some things that I don't want to. It bothers me that my memory is not as good as I would like it to be, but I realize that that's a part of the coping mechanism that I had, that I wouldn't be able to block it out and remember it no more. And now I need to just begin to pray and ask God to give me the ability to remember things, because I'm not going through that experience anymore. I've been delivered. I have been healed. I don't need to forget. Amen. I want to remember things. Amen. Another coping mechanism that we have is becoming numb. Substance abuse, self-mutilation, and eating disorders. Drug and alcohol abuse. Those are other ways that we cope, amen, with having been molested. And I want to give you some strategies now to recover. One thing that we must do in order to be healed, in order to recover, is to adopt positive coping behaviors. Such as prayer, you know, as Christians, one thing that we can do is we can pray. We can ask God to take away the pain. You know, in order to pray to God, you have to know God. So I encourage you to develop your own personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible talks about the fact that there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son, Jesus Christ. So all you have to do is repent of your sins and receive Jesus into your life as Lord and Savior. And he will come into your life and make your life new. Jesus will give you power through the Holy Spirit in order to handle things that have happened in your life that were negative. Another thing that you can do to recover is to forgive yourself. You know, I talked earlier about molestation not being the victim's fault. It's not your fault if you were touched, if you were molested. It's not your fault. And the problem with that is that a lot of times when we are molested, we blame ourselves. We think and believe it's our fault. And God wants you to know today that if you were molested, it was not your fault. And you can stop blaming yourself now. You can stop blaming yourself, and you have to forgive yourself. Receive the forgiveness of God for all of the behavior that you exhibited as a result of being molested. You know, ask God to forgive you for the stuff you did, you know, that I talked about earlier. And then forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. You were a victim, but you don't have to live your life as a victim. Another way to recover from having been molested is to relinquish your identity, relinquish the identity of yourself as a survivor. In other words, don't see yourself as a victim any longer, but see yourself as a survivor. Amen. Break the silence. Start telling somebody. Let somebody know, look, I'm not going to keep this secret any longer. I was molested. I'm not going to hold on to this any longer. I was hurt when I was a child. Something happened to me, and I've never told anyone. I was reading a book recently, just today, and I read a story about a woman who was 75 years old. And on the day of her sister's funeral, her sister was 70 when she passed away. And on the day of her sister's funeral, she came across her sister's daughter, and her sister's daughter was so mad at her sister. She was just so angry. And she said, you know, it's probably a good thing, you know, that my mother died. She probably died because she was so mean to my father. And the sister said to the daughter, to her niece, she said, do you know why your mother was so mean to your father? And the daughter said, I don't know, but she never let me spend time alone with my father. My father wanted to take me places, and my mother never let my father take me, my grandfather, I'm sorry, she said, my grandfather never was able to take me out and take me anywhere. She said my grandfather would show affection to me, and my mother would grab me away from him and wouldn't let him show affection towards me. She said I didn't have a relationship with my grandfather because my mother was jealous of the fact that my grandfather loved me and not her, and my mother would never let me have a relationship with her father. And the sister said to her, your mother was not jealous of you and your relationship with her father. Your mother wanted to protect you. Your mother wanted to protect you and keep your father from doing to you what he did to her. And in other words, the aunt went on to tell the niece, your mother's father, our father, your grandfather, had sexual relations with your mother for years. And your mother did what she had to do and had him promise that he would never touch me as long as she let him do what he wanted to do. And this sister said to the niece, and your mother would be very angry with me right now because I promised her that I would never tell anyone, that we would take this to our grave. And my sister took this to her grave, but I can't hold the secret any longer. And, you know, the daughter felt so bad because she hated her mother all of her life because she thought that her mother was keeping her grandfather from her. But her mother was really trying to protect her from a child molester. And that's what we have to realize, that people have different reasons for doing what they're doing. You never know why somebody's acting weird, but this might be one of the reasons. You know, if you have an overprotective mother or father or aunt or uncle who's very overprotective of their children, it's probably because they have been molested and they don't want their children to be molested. If you're a man and you're married to a woman and you guys have a baby and your wife won't let you change that baby's diapers, it's probably because your wife was molested and she does not want her children to be molested. As a matter of fact, children who are molested normally don't want to have children of their own because they feel so helpless. They have felt so helpless, and they don't know if they can protect their own children because their parents didn't protect them. So we have to just be ever mindful that we are not keeping that secret, because that secret, as long as you keep the secret, the devil has power. As long as you keep it a secret, the devil has power. See, the devil, he thrives in secrecy. You know, if he can get you to feel guilty about something, if he can get you to feel ashamed, he will thrive on that. And he will, you know, he'll just use that against you to make you feel like you're so horrible, like you're so guilty, and nobody will ever want you, no one will ever love you. And if they know the secret about you, then they're not going to think the same about you. And some of you out there, men and women, just need to take off the mask and just get real. Be real with yourself. Be real with who you are. And just say, this is who I am. I am who I am. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. So reveal yourself, your sexual identity, as not a victim, but as a survivor. Amen. And another way that you can cope with this in a positive way is to realize that the abuse was not your fault. Realize that the abuse was not your fault. I'm going to say that again. Realize that the abuse was not your fault. Again, I said it earlier, you didn't ask for it. You didn't do anything to merit it. There was nothing you could do to stop it. You were a child. So if you were molested as a child, realize that it wasn't your fault. And again, give God control in the area of your healing. Ask God to take away the pain. And I want to talk to some of you out there who were maybe not molested, but you have some pain right now. You're dealing with some difficulties in your life. I want to help you. Let me help you with that. One way that you can be healed is to ask God to take away the pain, to pray, and say, God, I don't want this pain anymore. You know, I've been angry for so long. I've been holding on to this bitterness in my heart. It hurts. I have this pain. And I don't want to carry it any longer. Ask God to take away the pain. You know, God will, he'll take away the pain. I'm telling you, he did it for me. I tell you, I was molested as a child. I was 10 years old. I didn't feel like I could trust my mom, my dad. I didn't feel like there was anyone that I could tell. I carried that secret for over 20 years. I carried that secret for over 20 years, and as a result of that, I got drunk, I got high, I got into different relationships with different men, I put on makeup, just did everything that I could to make myself feel valuable, but all the time on the inside, I felt dirty, I felt, you know, like I was worthless, and for many years, I carried that, but when I came into Christ, when I got saved, when I started going to church and heard that God loves me, it helped me so much to deal with my pain. And I want to say that to somebody today who's listening under the sound of my voice. God loves you. God loves you just the way you are. God loves you no matter what's happened to you, no matter what you've done, no matter how many times you've done it, no matter who you've done it with, no matter if you enjoyed it, if it felt good, if it didn't, no matter what you have done, to even today or yesterday, God still loves you. Whether it was 15 years ago, 20 years ago, or yesterday, God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. And guess what? There is nothing that you can do to stop God from loving you, you know. And when I heard that, it changed my life. I mean, it totally transformed my life to know that. Look, I was someone who grew up with no self-esteem, thinking I was worthless. And then all of a sudden, they were telling me that God loved me. And, you know, by faith, I believed it. You know, it was just a quickening. For somebody who's listening to me, you're quickening. It's quickening something on the inside of you. And you're believing this, and it's beginning to change your life. God loves you. He loves you. And when you receive that love, it washes out the pain. It pushes out the pain. You know, God, when we receive God's love, there's no room in your heart for pain. And God wants to take away that pain tonight. Amen. He doesn't want you to feel like you have to spend the rest of your life feeling ashamed because of something that happened to you or hurting because of something that happened to you. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to live broken, busted, and disgusted, looking for love in all the wrong places, you know, feeling like you're nothing. You don't have to live like that. You know, you are better than that. You're wonderfully and fearfully made. You're awesome. You are powerful. You have a great future ahead of you. And, hey, you're destined for victory. Amen. There is just so much in store for you. So I want you to just take that and ask God to take away the pain. Ask him to take away the pain. So that's basically it for the information that I had for you. This information was derived from the website ncvc.org, which is the National Center for Victims of Crime. And I want you to know that molestation is a crime. So you want to report it. The typical offender, the typical sex offender molests an average of 117 children, most of whom do not report the offense. Did you hear me? 117 children are molested by the same sexual sex offender, by the same offender. And you know why he gets or she gets to molest so many children? Is because nobody's telling. Nobody's telling. Nobody's reporting it. That's why we have to report. We have to report sex abuse. We have to report molestation. Amen. We have to tell somebody. And if you're an adult and you were molested and you never told, I'm not blaming you. You know, I didn't tell. I was 10 when I got molested. I didn't say anything until I was 33 years old. By then, my molester was dead. But I often think about how many children he molested after me. And that's why I'm here. You know, I can't stop. I can't stop. And about 90% of victims know their perpetrator. So that's something else I wanted to say. And molestation, again, I said it's a crime. And to the abuser, I say repent. Because, you know, if you're abused, sometimes you become the abuser. So I say repent. The first thing I say to you is repent. The second thing I say to you is pray. The third thing that I say to you is remove yourself from temptation. And the fourth thing that I say to you is get help. Amen. God is a God of second chances. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I've just gone over some information tips on molestation, which is the primary goal of Best and for Victory organization. And I'm going to begin to talk to you a little bit about the whole armor of God. Amen. I want to say hello to Dell. God bless you. Good to see you. To guest 39286. I want to say hello to Kimmy Poo. I want to say hello to Tina Lane and also to the other callers on the line. God bless you. Amen. For those of you who have questions, if you have questions before we go into this next segment, you can just write them down. And then in a few minutes, about 15 minutes, I'm going to open up the phone lines to talk to you all. I'm going to open up the phone lines for prayer, for counsel, if you want to talk, or if you just want to talk, amen. So just hold your thoughts, hold your questions, and then we'll be able to talk about them. I want to talk to you today about the whole armor of God. I believe that was the topic that I put today, because, look, it's a war. You know, we're in a war, and even as we protect our children, as we protect the children in our lives, we have to fight this battle. You know, we have to fight this battle because the devil, listen, you, as I said earlier today, you're destined for victory, and the devil, he's destined to try to defeat you. He's destined to try to get the best of you. Good night, baby. I'm saying good night to my daughter. She's 13 years old. And I tell you, she's just such a blessing. Amen. She's in the National Junior Honor Society. And we're just so proud of her. She's going through her own struggle right now. You know that teenagers go through their own struggles, and it may not include something like molestation, but how about peer pressure? You know, how about, you know, all of the peer pressure of trying not to fit in? Because there's just so many people who are pressuring our kids to try to fit in, and our kids have to stand their own ground, amen. So I just thank God for my kids, amen, that in their own way, they're fighting their own battles. So I want to, you know, talk to you about the full armor. Let me just go to my Bible. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about helping friends and family to cope. How do you deal with somebody else's pain? How do you help somebody else to cope? But I want to open my Bible to the book of Ephesians. If you have your Bible, open your Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And while I do that, I just want to play a little bit of this particular song. And then I'm going to open, I want to play Kirk Franklin, amen, and then I'll be right back. I'm not going to play the whole song, so I'm just going to grab my Bible.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? The love and the joy that you promised me, tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
y'all,
but still,
I smile,
come on,
even though
whatever you're in right now. People say,
oh, 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 feeling so much better when you're, oh, 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 feeling so much better when you're, oh, 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 feeling so much better when you're, oh, 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 feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh,
and while you're waiting,
feeling so much better when you're,
yeah,
oh, oh,
and while you're praying,
feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh,
look in the mirror,
feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh,
always remember,
feeling so much better when you're smiling.
Come on. Power, y'all.
Down from heaven,
came down from heaven. Hardship, difficulty,
right now.
Tears, storm. This is what I do.
I smile.
Woo.
Even though I'm empty, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while,
still
I smile.
Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, I felt like playing that whole song because it was making me feel good. You know, even though I'm in it for a while, I know God is working, so I smile. Amen. Listen, remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do not let circumstances get the best of you. Amen. Do not give in to your circumstances. Continue to rejoice in the Lord. I want to go ahead and read. I want to welcome everybody. I see you all in the chat room, our guests, Sister Dell, Kimmy Poole, Lady of God. God bless you all. So good to see you here at the Destined for Victory broadcast. I'm getting ready to talk about putting on the full armor of God, and then I'll be opening up the phone line so you can call in and talk to me and get your prayer requests and also any advice that you might need or praise reports. But let us read from Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 10, and it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication that all saints, and for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." And I'm going to stop right there. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for scripture on today, oh God. We thank you for, Father God, speaking to our hearts even now about putting on the whole armor of God. And Lord, I just ask, Father God, that you let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable unto you. Help someone tonight, oh God, who might be in a battle on tonight, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you, Father God, for giving us hope, for giving us encouragement, for giving us joy, for giving us power, for giving us, Father God, the tools and the equipment, the armor that we need to wage this war, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord, and we thank you. We ask that you save those chained lives, set the captives free, oh God. Give encouragement to those who are discouraged, oh Lord. Give hope to the hopeless, oh God. Healing to those who are healing to those who are brokenhearted, oh God. And Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything you are and for everything you do. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about tonight about putting on the full armor of God. Again, I'm not here to preach. I'm just here to exhort you and to encourage you from the word. And as I was thinking about what to say to you on tonight, even as we did go already through the preventative measures, how to prevent our children and the children around us from being molested, even as we talked a little bit about how to cope, positive coping mechanisms, how to get healed, how to get whole from some of the negative things that have happened in our lives. Tonight, the Lord wants me to talk about having the victory through having on and daily putting on the full armor of God. You know, there's a commercial about American Express, and it says, "Don't leave home without it." And that's what I would say to you about the full armor of God. Don't get into your day without it. Don't even if you're home all day, don't let your day go by without putting on the full armor of God. Put on that helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation, which reminds you that you belong to God. You know, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And what, in other words, what David was saying is that God is in control of my life. There is nothing that I lack. Did you hear what I just said? As long as God is in control, you're not going to lack for anything. You might have some needs in your life, and it may seem like they're like God's not meeting that need, but God has already stepped into your tomorrow to meet your every need. And all that you have to do is continue to believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the Bible goes on to say in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 that by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. In other words, as long as you believe God, as long as you hold on to your faith in Him, then you will be able to give a praise report at the end of whatever it is that you're going through, and that praise report will say God is good and worthy to be praised. Because just when I thought I couldn't hold on anymore, just when I thought I couldn't take it anymore, God stepped into my situation and showed out. He showed up and showed out in the middle of my situation. Just when I felt like giving up, my God, my shepherd, the Lord who is my shepherd, showed up. And that's why I want you to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on God. Keep your mind stayed on His word. The Bible tells us to meditate on the word of God. Keep your mind wrapped around the word of God. There's a lot of negativity that will come your way, a lot of lies coming from the enemy. And that's why the Bible tells us here in the book of Ephesians to pick up the shield of faith. And with that shield, we'll be able to ward off the fiery darts of the wicked. In other words, the devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And he's going to try to throw stuff at you. He's going to try to throw lies at you to make you believe that you can't go on, to make you believe that you can't do all of the things that you aspire in your heart to do, that you can't reach that goal, that you can't start that business, that you can't get over the hurt of your past. The devil will throw fiery thoughts at you to try to make you believe that all of your dreams are burning up, that all of your desires are going up in smoke. But I'm here to tell you that if you pick up that shield of faith and you continue to have faith, by that faith you'll obtain a good report. You'll be able to say, in Christ I was able to do this. By God I was able to do all of the things that I aspired in my heart to do. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And when the Bible says who strengthens you, that scripture means who gives you the power. Christ gives you the power to keep going. You know, like the Ever-Ready bunny, it keeps going and going and going. Christ gives you the power to keep going when others are quitting. Christ gives you the power to keep moving forward when you feel like giving up, when you feel like throwing in the towel. You can remember Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. If you believe that you can do it, then guess what? You can do it. As long as you have faith, you will obtain a good report, which says, "I did it." I believed, and through God, I was able to accomplish what I believed I could accomplish. Listen, you can get over that pain. You can get over the hurt. You can get over the discouragement. You can get over the disappointment. You can. You can get over the doubt. You can get over it. You can move forward from failure. You can move forward from molestation. You can move forward from rejection. A lot of us are dealing with rejection. You know, we've been rejected. You know, there's this innate fear of rejection. That's why a lot of us are scared to just be really real, because we're scared to be rejected. But, you know, when I come to you every week, I'm not coming with a mask on. I know some people will come and go, and some people will go and come, but I'm not here for everybody. I'm only here for those that God has sent me for. I'm not here to pastor on the internet. I'm here to encourage, to exhort, to edify, to educate, to emancipate. I'm here on the mission to stop molestation. I'm here to heal those who have been hurt in the past. And I'm here to speak a word of encouragement for your future, to tell you that, listen, no matter what, you're going to make it. And you might as well just go ahead and tell yourself, I'm going to make it, no matter what the devil says, I'm going to make it. So put on the helmet of salvation. Remember who you belong to. Remember who's in control. The Bible says that God is faithful to finish the work that he started in your life. Now wouldn't that be a crazy kind of God? And wouldn't it be kind of crazy to serve a God who couldn't keep his word? What's the use? You know, we might as well keep on living life on our own if we have to deal with a God who will not and cannot keep his word. But the Bible says that God is faithful to complete the work that he has begun in you. In other words, if God started it, I guarantee you he's going to finish it. God says that he knows the plan that he has for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to bring you to an expected end, you know, and in the end, you win. You, if you just keep moving forward with God, if you put on the full armor of God, put on the belt of truth, put the belt of truth on, and that means that you're walking girded with the truth. And when you know the truth, the Bible says that the truth will set you free. See, when you know the truth, nobody can lie to you. So when you know the truth, and one thing that we need to know the truth about is who we are. You know, you need to know the truth about your identity. See, a lot of the times when we've been through negative circumstances in our lives, we begin to believe the lie that what has happened to us invalidates us from being somebody in life. And you know that's a lie, right? What has happened to you does not invalidate you from being somebody in life. You are somebody just because God created you. You are somebody just because when you were in your mother's womb, God was working his magic, amen. Not his magic, but he was working things out, amen. He was knitting you together. He made your nose just like it is. You might not like your nose. You might not like your eyes. You might think your lips are too small or too big, but God made you just the way he wanted you. Listen, there's no one else in this whole world that's created like you. When God made you, he broke the mold. I love it. You know, you can be original. You can be authentic because you are a designer's original. You can be authentic because you are a designer's original. So you can take off the mask and you can just be real. You can just be who God created you to be. You don't have to play games. You don't have to be a people pleaser. You don't have to fear rejection. And let me just say this. Anybody who would reject you doesn't really know your true value. See, there is their loss. See, you have to get to the point where you know that when people reject you, it's their loss. It's not your loss. It's not because, you know, you are not worthy. It's because maybe they're the ones not worthy to be in your circle. You know, maybe they're, and I would hate to say someone's not worthy, so let's just rephrase that. Maybe they're not knowledgeable enough to recognize that you would really bring value to their lives. If they would just take the time to get to know you, you would bring value to their lives. You know, you're an asset to anyone's life. So you don't have to be desperate in your relationships. You don't have to be desperate on a job. You know, you're an asset to any relationship you're in. You're an asset to any job that you're on. When you are a child of the Most High God, your value is, I mean, my God, it's just infinite. Your value is just so great. You have to know that. You really have to know that you are somebody. So the truth of who you are and the fact that you are destined for victory, that's the truth. The Bible says we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. You're not just an overcomer, but you're more than a conqueror. You're more than an overcomer. The truth that there's a great plan for your life. The truth that everything that you do shall prosper. The truth that no good thing will God withhold from you. The truth, no weapon formed against you can prosper. The truth, as long as you walk with God, you cannot fail. You cannot fail. The steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So listen, you don't have to run around here desperate. Hold your head up, square your shoulders, and know the truth. You are somebody, and you are destined for victory. So you're going to put on the belt of truth, and then you're going to put on some shoes, amen, and get going. You know, go ahead and spread the gospel of peace. Go ahead and tell somebody about how good God is. You know, go ahead and tell somebody how God changed your life, how he saved you, how he healed you, how he delivered you, how he put you on the right path, how he's using you today for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Put on the shoes with the preparation of spreading the gospel of peace. Amen. And then it says here, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. Your righteousness and my righteousness are filthy rags. But the righteousness of Christ, ooh-wee, I mean, we have something with the righteousness of Christ. So put on the breastplate of righteousness. Let God change your heart. And I want to talk a little bit about that, the breastplate of righteousness. You cannot continue to hold unforgiveness in your heart when you have on the breastplate of righteousness. David said, Lord, create in me a pure heart with which to worship you. Listen, some of you are holding unforgiveness in your heart. Some of you are angry with people from your past. You know, it might be an ex-husband, it might be an ex-boyfriend, it might be an ex-wife or ex-girlfriend, it might be your father, your mother, your uncle. It might be somebody who did something to you. They may have even molested you, but you have to forgive. You have to forgive. Listen, as long as you hold unforgiveness in your heart, you're holding yourself hostage and bondage to your past. So let it go. You know, you have to forgive. And then it says praying always for all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Make sure that you're praying daily. Amen. Stirring up the Holy Spirit. Stirring up the Holy Ghost. God has given you the Holy Spirit. God lives on the inside of you. When you become a Christian, God comes to live on the inside of you, and you have the Holy Ghost. And then finally it says picking up the Word of God. Listen, get you some Word. Read your Bible on a daily basis. Get you some words on the inside of you so that you can continue to be strong. And that's putting on the full armor of God on a daily basis. So I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines, but I want to tell you something that happened to me. A couple of weeks ago, I met somebody, and I'll do one of my radio shows, and my interaction with this person was not that great, you know, off the air. I didn't really have a good interaction with the person, and things about the person really vexed my spirit. And do you know that thing really took me into a whirlwind for a couple of weeks? You know, it really messed me up. And then I realized that what had happened was I had stopped focusing on the things of God, and I had started focusing on this person. And this person had like a stronghold in my mind where I didn't have the peace that I needed in order to continue to move forward to do the things that I needed to do. And I got to the realization that of what was happening. And thank God I was able to go and focus on Jesus, amen, and get the word and put that word in and begin to flood out all of the negativity with the word of God. So what am I saying? What I'm saying to you is once you begin to put the word of God in, the negativity in your life will have to go. It says resist the devil and he will flee. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. So I'm encouraging you today to put on the full armor of God. Put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Gird your loins with the belt of truth. Pick up the shield of faith. Put on your sandals, shod with the readiness to go and preach the gospel. And pick up your sword, which is the word of God, and continue to pray. Pray, pray, pray at all times, and you will definitely have victory in every single area of your life. I'm here to tell you that these are weapons of your warfare, and as you continue to do these things, you indeed are destined for victory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But that thing really messed me up. I had to pray, and last night I was laying in my bed. I went to bed. And God bless you to everyone in the chat room. Amen. But as I was laying in my bed last night, I just started praying. I said, Lord Jesus, I love you. I praise you. I just ask that you take my mind, also remove the stronghold that this thing has on my mind, you know, and let me take my mind off of this. And Lord, I just ask that you remove all spiritual attachments that have come in through my eye gates, through my ear gates, you know, maybe anything that I've eaten, any way that the devil has been allowed to come into my life. Lord, I just ask that you remove all spiritual attachments that have tried to, that have attached themselves to me through this encounter that I've had. Lord, I thank you that you are God in my life, and no weapon formed against me can prosper. And I ask you right now, God, to purge me from anything unclean, and take away anything unclean, and create in me a pure heart with which to worship you. And I begin to pray in the spirit. I begin to pray in tongues and ask God to cleanse me and to just cast off and cast out anything that had tried to enter in. And God, he put me to sleep. And when I woke up this morning, I was new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that it's all spiritual. The warfare that you're encountering in your life is spiritual. It's not against flesh and blood. It's against spiritual principalities, wickedness in high places. Amen. And only through spiritual warfare will you be able to have the victory. Amen. You can't fight this in the natural. You have to fight it in the spiritual. And me, I'm strong. I am strong. I'm telling you. I'm a strong woman of God. And this thing hit me like a ton of bricks. But when I realized that I had been sucker punched, I was able to jump up fighting, amen, and put on the warp and increase my word. See, when it gets hard, just put more word in. Just increase in the word. Just put more word in and put more prayer in and watch God work in your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. You can call me at 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832 on this last 47 minutes if you want to talk to me. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a testimony or question, amen, whatever it is that you have, you can press 1 if you're on the line and you want to talk to me, or call in 646-652-4832 and press 1, and we will have a conversation, amen. But you got to be strong. I'm telling you, the devil in this day and time, he's intensifying his attack. He doesn't want us to do what God has called us to do, and we have to be strong. And I'm telling you, this walk is hard. You know, this Christian walk is not easy. Life is not easy. But guess what? With Christ, You already have the victory. God bless you, Revival Fire. Good to see you. Amen. With Christ, you have the victory, and that's why we have to put on the full armor. Let me make a confession to you. The reason that the attack was able to accelerate against me, being a strong woman of God, the reason that I was sucker punched is because I didn't have on my full armor. I had gotten to the point where I was spending a lot of late nights. I was up until 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't, spending time in my word like I needed to, amen, like I usually do, because I was tired. And then I started getting discouraged. And then after I started getting discouraged, I felt myself getting weak. You know, I just felt myself getting weak. And let me tell you, when the devil sees that you are weak, he will find a way to get in. Amen. And then the other thing is, even though all of this other stuff was going on, I was still pouring out. And so I'm pouring out, but I wasn't putting enough in. So if you're a preacher, if you're a minister, if you're pouring out to people, you need to make sure that you're putting enough back in so that you can stand up against the wiles of the devil, because the devil's going to come and he's going to try to wipe you out. Listen, the devil's job is to kill, steal, and destroy you. Let's make it personal. You know, the Bible says the thief comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his job. And he's on his job, so you have to be armed and dangerous. You have to be on your job. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a call. Area code 336. You're on the air. Welcome to Destined for Victory.
Hello. Greetings, Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Dale.
God bless you, Sister Dale. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I have a praise report and then I need prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you. Our praise report is always,
yeah,
always good. So, yeah, what's the Lord done?
Well, this past weekend, I had a lot going on. I felt like I was losing my mind. What happened is I have a son that lives in Pennsylvania, and I live in North Carolina, so we are a distance. And he's a young man. He's 25, and he's deaf. He's totally deaf. And so he went to Pennsylvania in June looking for love.
For love?
Yes, looking for love in all the wrong places. So he was with this young lady for a while, and then they broke up over the weekend. They broke up Friday.
Mm.
And she put him out in the city of Pennsylvania. He didn't have a phone. Even though he can't talk, he can text. And he didn't have any way of communicating. And when she put him out, I called her and asked her where did she put him. She said that he's somewhere at a friend's house. She didn't know. She just said anything to get me off the phone or whatever. And I said, well, he needs to contact me. You know, we talk about every day. We communicate every day. If it's through the computer or something, we can communicate. And I said, he doesn't have a phone. He doesn't know where he's at. He doesn't have, nobody up there, and you put him out, just like that. I mean, she said, well, I tried to get him to come home, but he didn't want to come home. But to make the long story short, he's out in the streets, and I was devastated. I was scared for him because, he can't hear, and he's already been jumped on and robbed one time since he's been there.
Uh-huh.
And because he's going to bars and clubs and places like that. So, I kind of thoughts were going through my mind. And
yeah.
I just began to pray and calling on God's word. I called my pastor. We began to pray and some other prayer words I called and just began to call God's word out. And then I was just saying, Lord, please, please let me hear from my son. Just want to know if he's safe. And, 2 days passed. So, I was like, oh, my God, if I don't hear from him by Sunday afternoon, I'm going to call the police. I just can't take this. I was just, I was just crying out to the Lord. And I was just going on and on, just crying, but soon as I thought it was just over, God came through. I got a call from a young lady, said that she had, that my son had got in touch with her and wanted me to let her know that she has my son, that she said that she's renting the room, and he's there, and he's safe. And
Jesus.
I mean, and I said, thank you, God. And I mean, it was just...
Hallelujah.
I don't know what to say, but I was just so happy.
Thank you, Lord. And
if you're a mother, and just to know that your child is somewhere out there, no matter what they do, they still your child. And you just don't want them hurt. And you know, I was just about to lose it. But I kept on standing on God's word, and I just kept on praying. I just kept on just trusting. And, you know, during that time, it built my faith up. It did. That was it was a test. And I just you want to go on any longer. Somebody else may want to talk. But I just need prayer for that young man, my son. He doesn't want to come back home. He just feel like he wants to be where he is right now, and he's still looking for love. And I just ask him, God, you know, to help him and to touch his mind and touch also my mind to continue to stand in his word and increase my faith.
Yeah. Now you have two sons, right?
I have three sons. I have all three sons in different states, but this is my youngest one. And I'm very more concerned because he is deaf, and he feel like he can just do anything he wants to in the world. He just feel like he just feel like he can just go anywhere and do whatever he wants. You know, he just don't think about, you know, what he put his family through, and you know, because he just wants to be loved. He just wants he wants a wife, mm-hmm. and he gets the wrong women.
Oh, Lord, I know. I can totally relate to that. I have a 19-year-old son, and he, you know, he's, you know, not disabled, but he's challenged. He does in some areas, and he wants a wife. He's already talking about getting married, and, you know, I go upstairs sometimes to see him chatting online with the little girls on the Internet, and, you know, he says they're his friends. You know, we just live in a world where it's just so much access to the wrong people, you know, to the wrong people, and the lure is there, especially if they want to be loved, and they might not think that they can be loved, so they go out looking for that love.
Exactly.
So I definitely will lift him up because I have that
mother's heart. He has been a lot of places looking for love. This is like his fourth girlfriend, and each one of them have been in different states. And I'm not ashamed to tell it. It's just I've been a mother that been praying, and I've been through a lot. And I know the enemy targets me with that son. You know, he used that young son, that one that is closest to me, you know, because of his disability, to, you know, work through him because it gets to me. But I'm just needing, you know, I'm needing prayer to stay encouraged and to stay in God's word and to know that, you know, God, he promised me. He promised that he would take care of me and he would take care of my children and my children's children.
Yes,
and I'm standing on all his words, and I'm standing on all the promises he's made. So...
Amen, and you continue to stand, my sister. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on tonight, oh God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this day. This is the day that you have made, Lord. And even though we're going through trials and tribulations, Lord, we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Lord, I lift up to you my sister Dell, oh God, and I praise you, Father God, for her testimony, oh God. Hallelujah, of your goodness, oh God, that you kept her son safe over the weekend. In the name of the Lord, you answered her prayers, oh God, the prayers of his mother's heart, oh God. Even now, oh God, even as her son is still in Pittsburgh, oh Lord, we lift him up to you on today, oh God. Even as his mother, Father God, has his name in her mind, even if she wants to call out his name, oh God, we just lift him up to you on tonight, oh God. And hallelujah, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you keep a hedge of protection around them, oh Lord.
Yes,
Lord, let no harm Come on, God. Lord, you said in your word, Father God, that great is the peace of our children. So even now we speak through his spirit, man. We speak through his heart, oh God. And we let him know that he is loved, oh God. That there's a love, yeah. Father God, that's just so amazing. A love to be found in you, oh God. So Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will send an evangelist into his life, oh God. Send even a Christian young lady into his life, oh Lord. Someone that will tell him about your love. Someone will tell him about your goodness. That will tell him about your grace, oh God. Someone that will take him to church, oh God. Someone that will hand them a tract, oh God, that will speak to his spirit, oh God, even at the right time, oh God. Lord, you know, Father God, you have already orchestrated this young man ending from the beginning, oh God. And Lord, you already knew, Father God, the path that he would take, oh God. You knew he would be in Pittsburgh on today because there are no surprises with you, oh God. Even as you knit him together in his mother's womb, oh God, you had a plan for his young life, oh God. And you knew that you were going to use him for your glory, Lord. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you know the way that he takes, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are with him, oh God, that you will never leave him or forsake him, oh Lord, and that, Lord, that you have your hand upon his life, oh Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the promises that are covering his life through the prayers of his mother, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that her child, Father God, shall rise up and call her blessed, oh God. We ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you continually put your angels to watch over him, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring them in, oh God. Bring them in, Father God, to a greater knowledge of who you are. Lord, we know that his mother has introduced you to him, oh God, but we know also that he has to have his own relationship with you, oh God. So, Lord, we just trust you, oh God. We trust you, oh God. We know, Father God, that you have him, Father God, and you have a plan for him, oh Lord. So, Lord, we just trust, Father God, that you're working out your plan for his good, oh Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you that even as he, Father God, has gone, that had the courage to travel, oh Lord, looking for love, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that he will, we pray, Father God, that he will embrace your love, oh God, that he will find the love, your love, and know that your love is like no other love, oh God. So, Lord, we just pray right now that you will send your angels, oh God. Oh God, that you will send your angels to Pittsburgh, oh God, that you will send them, Father God, put them in the right place at the right time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, even as the prodigal, that he will come home, oh Lord. Hallelujah, that he will come to himself, oh God, and he will come home, oh Lord. Say, in my mother's house, hallelujah, I don't have to live like this. I don't have to live being mistreated by women, but I can go back to my mother's house, and that she loves me, she will receive me, she will welcome me with open arms. So, Lord, we just ask that you bring them home even, oh God. Bring them back, Father God, according to your will, oh God. Bring them back, oh God, to his mother's arms, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for protection. Oh, God, we pray for a hedge of protection, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that no harm will come near him, oh, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the prayers that have already gone up on his behalf. You said the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective,
yes,
oh, God.
Yes,
Lord, we can. Hallelujah, that not one prayer will fall to the ground, that you hear our prayers, and as we stand in faith, believing, oh God, you will give us those things for which we pray. And I pray for his mother right now, God. I pray for Sister Dale right now, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue, Father God, to give this mother a heart of faith, oh God. Continue, Father God, to keep her, hold her up, oh God, even in the difficult times, oh God, even when she gets news, Father God, that her son has, Father God, yet ended another relationship, oh God. Help her, Father God, to be encouraged, Father God. Help her to continually to rejoice, knowing that the joy of the Lord is her strength, oh God. So, Lord, I just ask that you help her, Father God, even, Father God, to remember, Father God, your word during these trying times, oh Lord. Continue to increase her faith, oh God. Continue, Father God, to give her grace, oh God, to believe, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue, Father God, to let her know, oh God, that you are the author and finisher of her faith, oh God, that you will never leave us, nor will you ever forsake her, oh God, that her children is covered, her seed is covered, oh Lord, by the blood, oh God, the blood of Jesus Christ. So we plead the blood over her seed, over her children, oh God, especially this young one, the youngest one, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we plead the blood over my sister's life, oh God, over everything that you have ordained for her, oh God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. We come against distractions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the lies of the evil one. We hold up the shield of faith right now, God, and we say we shall believe your word, oh God. So help her, Lord, to stand, oh God. After she has done all, help her to stand, oh Lord.
Yes.
In the power of your might. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, even now, Father God, even now, give her more strength, oh God, more power, more courage,
mm-hmm.
more faith, oh God, more power, oh God, the power of your might, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That's what she just has to stand, oh God, as she stands. Overwhelm her with your power. Even now, God, go into her home, oh God, and begin to endure with power from on high. Oh God, fill her with the power of your Holy Ghost. Even now, oh God, give a sweet rest, oh God, sweet slumber, oh God, knowing
mm-hmm.
that her son is safe in your arms, Father God,
yes.
in the land of the living, oh God, and that he shall live and not die, and that he shall declare the works of the Lord. So, Lord, we confess this and we declare this over his life right now, that he is destined for victory and he's destined for greatness. So,
mm-hmm.
Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this young man's life.
Yes.
We thank you for his mother. We thank you for her faith, even in calling in for more prayer. And, Lord, we just thank you that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective, and this
yes.
prayer shall not fall to the ground, but her
yes.
son is safe. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know if it was you that called, that I talked to last week, but I remember telling either you or Sister Kimmy that your son is safe. Your sons are safe. You know, the Lord has spoken that. And,
I think
and
that was
God
just, me. Yes.
Amen, amen. Well, God's just speaking that. I mean, I just hear him saying that your son is safe, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in the safety that God would want him, but God says he has him, and he has him covered. And the Lord is showing me that he's going to come into the kingdom, and your son is going to come to know him, and that
Hallelujah.
This is part of his process. Hallelujah. God says he wants you to be encouraged on today.
Yeah.
Because this is part of your son's process. And even though the God said that he has had some what people will call handicaps in
yeah.
his life, God said he's turning it around and he's using it for his glory. And God said that even though it might be deaf in the natural, God said he's opening his ears in the spiritual
yeah.
and he's opening his ears so that he can hear him. And God
yeah.
is going to bring him into relationship with him. And your son is going to be able to even work in ministry. I even see your son working in ministry to bring people to Jesus. So, God, so you be encouraged because
yes.
he has
Hallelujah.
A promise over your son's life. There's a promise
yeah.
over your son's life. Hallelujah.
He's been trying
and
to kill that young man so long. I mean, that
yes.
devil been trying to take my son so long. And I just keep
Jesus.
Praying over it and speaking the word over him and encourage, you know, we have to speak the word over our children and lift them up, you know. You know, I
My
speak
God.
Life over their life, you know.
That's
you know,
it.
I speak,
yeah.
you know. I just encourage. Yeah.
Every word that you've spoken, God
mm-hmm.
has sealed it as a promise over
yeah.
your son's life.
And I speak
because you
deaf
have
ears
life.
Open. And, I mean, I believe in that. And I believe deaf ears. His ears, he wasn't born deaf. He had meningitis when he was a baby, and he got sick. But his ears, he's 25 now, and he was 6 months old when he lost his hearing. And I believe that God is going to open his ears one day.
My
and he can hear in the natural.
Let me touch
yes.
and agree with you on that because I believe
yes.
in supernatural. Father, we
yes,
just praise
Lord.
You. And Lord, thank you for the promise over this young man's life, oh God. We thank you, Father God. You said that your word would not come back to you void, oh God, but it would prosper that with you. Lord, so for every prayer that this mother has prayed, as she has prayed your word, you said if we decree a thing, it shall be established in the mouths of two or three witnesses, that it shall be established, oh God. So we establish your word, oh God. And we even, Father God, thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you that
mm-hmm.
Jesus is Jehovah Jireh,
mm-hmm.
that Jesus
yes,
Jesus, Jehovah My God, Jehovah Rophe, the Lord our healer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for Jehovah Rophe. We thank you for healing, oh God, and we declare healing right now. And we put our hands in the snap. I have my hands up against his head, oh God, right now. And I'm touching his ears in the spiritual realm right now, oh God. And I'm declaring that his ears shall be open. And I declare the deaf ears to be open right now in the name of Jesus. Total restoration of hearing right now. That you, God, that you will restore everything that the canker worm has stolen. So we speak to the deaf ears right now of this young man, and we declare them to be opened. We cast out the spirit of deafness and spirit of mute in the name of Jesus. We declare that he shall hear and he shall speak, and yes, he shall declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We declare him healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for healing, God. Thank you for deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Open the deaf ears, oh God. We declare them open, and we just waiting for manifestation, because this mother has prayed, and many have touched and agreed with her, and I touch and agree with her right now for the opening of his ear gate, so that he can hear clearly, not just in the spiritual, but in the natural as well.
Amen.
God can reverse it. He's already reversed it in the spiritual realm, and we're going to believe it. We're going to believe it for manifestation in the natural. And I'll be waiting for that praise report.
Honey, y'all will be calling. Believe that the whole world will know.
Amen.
Yes.
My daughter. My young girl, she's 13 years old. She was contracted with alopecia last year in May, and her hair began falling out. She had beautiful hair, head, and it just began falling out, and the doctors don't have any real reason for why it happened.
Yeah.
And we began to pray. I was devastated at first when she lost her hair. But we continue to believe God, and now her hair is growing back. And,
hallelujah.
You know, we believe God, because he said not one hair on her head, not one hair.
Mm.
So we believe God for every hair being restored in the name of Jesus. So we just thank God.
God can do anything.
Anything but fail.
That's right.
He's not a man and he should lie. God stands on his, you know, God swore by himself, Sister Dale.
Yes, he is.
So we know that if God swore by himself and then he sent his own son to die, there's nothing God won't do for us. We just believe. So, you know, I thank God for your faith, my sister. And, you know, I'm just looking forward for even greater things.
I'm ready for some victories, like I told you last week. The victory is mine. And the Lord done told me I have the victory. I have the power within me. This is, you know, I know the enemy is coming. And I always, like you said, we got to stay in prayer. Stay in prayer and be ready. Be, you know, have your guard up. You ready? Because he's coming. But you know, God said we can overcome all and everything that we face through him. So I'm just standing on everything I got inside of me. I'm standing on it. You know, I've been through some storms you wouldn't believe, but I just know that I'm gonna overcome every one of them that the enemy's throwing. I'm ready. So he just gets tired messing with me, you know.
Yes, the enemy, I mean, he has a fight on his hands with you.
Yes, he does. He does. He's getting tired. He's getting weak, and I want to do it. I'm going to keep on weak. And I said, come on now.
Amen.
You know, thank you.
I pray for your son's wife. We pray for a wife for this young man in the
name
of
for all three of them.
For all of them. Okay. Well,
yes, godly women.
That you say he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains blessings from the Lord. So entertain a favor. You, oh God, so we thank you, Lord, that these young men, Father God, that they will find their rib, they will find their wives, oh God,
because
of all God, the alliances in their lives, oh God. Even now, oh God, any influence that's ungodly, we cut it off in the name of Jesus and declare that none of these things shall harm them, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord, for hedge of protection around all three of these young men, oh God, that they shall indeed, Father God, raise up and glorify your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord, for your hand upon all of their lives, oh God. Even now, God, even now, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. So God is awesome. I tell you, he's blessing you, and I just thank God for the testimony. It's going to, you know, sister, it gets hard sometimes, but, you know, nobody told us it was going to be easy.
No,
you know,
they wrote it was going to be easy, and that's true. But to know who you are in God, that's what keeps me through. And to know, I know I'm a child of God. I know I got the power within me. He told me, and I got to believe it and stand on it. And so I'm just letting people know that if he did it for me, he'll do it for you.
Go ahead.
He's good. Yes. He's a good God. Even when I was going through the storm this weekend, I kept saying he's such a good God. I didn't doubt him in that. He's good. And I said, I wait on you, Lord. I'm waiting. And he came right on time because I just said, Lord, I thought I was getting ready to pass out. But he came right on time because just imagine having your child many miles away and don't know where he is and he can't pick up a phone. He can't hear, you know. And I was in my mind. I was torment in my mind. My mind was just going, whoa. But I just kept on keeping on. And that's what got me through. And I want to encourage someone out there. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. If you got a child just like mine, and not because he's there, but even children now, they just want to do what they want to do, and they don't want to listen to their parents. And you try to tell them out there it's not what you think it is. And they think they know more than you, you know. And I told them, I don't been on Fool's Hill, too. You know, I'm trying to save you some trouble, but, you know, they want to go. And so I just have to cover them with prayer. And when they get in situations, they, you know, it comes back to your parents. And we up all night worrying about them. And then I just pray that my son just be touched by God. Just touch his heart and his mind and get him on the right track. And that he don't need to be running off from city to city looking for love. And
that's
just
right.
Know that he's loved by God.
Yes. And, you know, I'm thinking as you were talking, I was seeing the prodigal son and how he left home, you know, came to his father and said, I got to go and give me my inheritance. Left home and he lived all kinds of ways out there.
Yeah.
So
he sure
finally
did.
Came to his father, you know, and the Lord. And then he came to his senses and came home. And, you know, his father was just so glad. I believe the Lord put that in the Bible for those of us who have children who will go their own way so that we could be encouraged and know that they'll come back.
They'll come back.
If we just keep praying, keep believing, keep praying, keep holding on, even when it gets hard, even when the news comes in.
That
you know you don't want to hear. I know you didn't want to hear that report this weekend.
No, I didn't.
But you got on the phone. And that's another thing I noticed about you, that you're speaking the words of the Lord. Like you said, you pray the words over your son, and you continually confess. Even during this conversation, you continually confess God's word over your child and over your children. And that's what we have to do because, you know, the other side of the coin is Job and his children, how Job feared that something bad was going to happen to his children. And he constantly repented for his children that they were sinning and everything, that God wouldn't deal too treacherously with them. But God wants us just to take the stance of faith with our children and not begin to declare the evil report, but to continually to declare God's report over the lives of our children, that they're going to be godly. They will serve the Lord, and that our children are safe, and that they are coming home, and that their peace is great, and that they are in godly relationships. So just continue to declare, and that God does have a great plan, and they are walking in that plan, even though it's contrary to what we see. Just continue to pray God's word, continue to confess greatness over their lives, that God that God's great plan shall be made manifest in his life and in all of our children's lives. And that's what we're here for, to protect our children and, and to pray for our children. And you keep on praying, Mama, because
yes,
God
will.
Will
I pray for my children and everybody's children. People don't know. I pray for people I don't even know. I don't have to know, but through the Spirit, God, and through the Spirit, God lets me know he knows them. He knows who they are and what they are and what they're going through. And so I pray for them children. I pray for everybody that is going through with their children and everything, because I know how it is. I do. I've been through with three young men as a single parent, and it hasn't been easy. And especially with one that has a disability like his, you know, it hasn't been easy. But I tell you, God, he's been with me the whole time. He's been with me. And I know, and he lets me know that I've never left you. Never left
Jesus.
And he's good to me. He's good to me, and I'm just praising him because he's good to me. He's good to me, and he's good to my children. And I thank God. And they don't know. They get tired of me talking about the Lord. If he's old, Mom, here she comes. But I'll let you know. I say, I love the Lord, and you too would be speaking words.
See, you're declaring that over them.
You'll be speaking the words of God soon. Mm-hmm. And I stand up every Sunday in my testimony. I say, pray for the children here at our church and everywhere, that they be the men and the women of God in these last days that we're living in. And I pray it every Sunday. I say my testimony after I do my testimony, because I believe in that, and I'm going to stand on it. And we
and
need
you tell your children they're going to speak the word. They're going to be speaking the word.
They're
going to
be speaking the word, and they don't even know it. They're speaking it now. Some of them, two of them already, and they be saying, because when I called my middle son and told him about his brother, his younger brother was missing, I haven't heard, he just said, well, I'm not going to give up. I believe he's all right. See, he got automatic faith. He has that. He's always been a person that has faith, you know, but he just don't get discouraged as easy as his other brother does. He's always had positive attitudes about everything. And I said, that's a gift. You don't even know that's a gift from God to have that much faith in something. And you'll use it for God's glory. He will.
You have planted the seeds, you know, in your children. You raised them up in the way that they should go, you know. Mm-hmm. So you've done, well done, you know, that's a well done. And you are still planting seeds, even as you have conversations with your son. And the Lord is just saying, don't worry about your children. You just keep seeking first the kingdom of God.
And
it's
that's
like
what I'm
going to
do. And that's why I'm getting back in my word. And I was a little slack like you was for a minute. I was staying up late looking at doing other stuff instead of being in the word. And because when that enemy comes, he's going to be coming. And you better know that word to speak over. You know, you better know something.
Because
if he did Jesus like that, when he was 40 days out there, he did Jesus, he's going to do you. You have to be ready, you know. And I thank God I had enough word in me to cover me this weekend to speak that word. I said, oh, no, devil, you can't have my child. Mm-mm. You can't have him.
You will.
Mm-mm.
Amen. So you keep on the full armor,
thank
sister.
You.
Keep on keeping.
God bless you.
And I look forward to hearing some more praise reports.
Oh, you will. You will.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
And I'm going to keep praying. Now, email me with your son's name so I can pray for them by name. It's Power in the Word 1. Power in the Word 1 at yahoo.com.
Power in the Word
1, the number 1.
Okay, power in the word. Okay,
power
I got it.
I will put it in the chat room. I'll put it in the chat room.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
I tell you, that was awesome. A praise report. God is just so good. We have another caller, area code 919. You're on the air. Welcome to Destined for Victory.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
Good. How are you today? Who am I speaking with?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was calling to ask you if you would pray for me tonight. I'm having some pain in my body. Been having it for a while, but, you know, just wanted, you know, you would pray for me if you would.
Amen. I certainly will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on tonight, oh God. God, you are worthy. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just give you the worship, the praise, the glory, the honor on tonight, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you for, Father God, everything that you're doing, even on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Sister Michelle, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her life, oh God. For your prophetess, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for all you're doing in her life, oh God. We thank you for her ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for her body, oh God. She's been under attack, oh God. Even now, Lord, I pray, Father God, for healing, oh God. You are, Father God, our healer, oh God. We thank you for Jehovah Rapha, Lord, our healer. We thank you for the power of Jesus that has already healed us, oh God. And Lord, we tap into that power right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said by your stripes we are healed, oh God. And I declare healing over her life, oh God. I declare healing over her body. I declare healing, Father God, over every area, every aspect of, Father God, even, Father God, her spirit realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus, spirit man, oh God, her mind, oh God, her soul, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for the work that you're doing in her life, oh God, the work that you have started, oh God, and the work that you are faithful to complete, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against the attack of the enemy right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak peace. I speak peace, oh God. I speak peace, be still to every storm in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you for provision, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for meeting every need, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, oh Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you supply every need according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. So, Lord, even as you hear her body, oh God, even as the one with the issue of blood came to press forward, to press closer to Jesus, and that she knew if she touched the hem of his garment, she would be made whole, God. I pray, Father God, holiness over this woman's life, oh God. I pray healing over her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every symptom, oh God, every symptom that's attacking her body, Father God, I call it gone. I cast out, Father God, the spirit of sickness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and thank you for your grace. Thank you for your supernatural healing power, oh God, going across these airways, going across this phone line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare, oh, no weapon formed against her can prosper, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in her life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against the attack of the enemy. We put a hedge of protection around her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God is just saying, Michelle, prophetess, God is saying to trust him during this season in your life. You're in a tough season, you know, and God is just saying for you to trust him during the season. He hasn't, but I'm hearing God saying, I haven't brought you this far to leave you. You know, I don't know what's going on over there personally in your life, but I see some, you know, some stress. And God says, I'm coming in, I'm going to manifest myself to alleviate the stress in your life. He says, to rest in me. To rest in Jesus, you know, to rest in Jesus. I see brightness. I see things becoming brighter around you. Circumstances becoming brighter. There's been some darkness, some depressing, distressing moments in your life, and God is saying, it's like the garden almost. You know, it's almost like Jesus in Gethsemane. You know, where you're feeling the pressures. Of the garden, you know, of Gethsemane, and, you know, Gethsemane is the oil press. And God is saying so many things have been allowed to come against you to get the oil out. There's more oil, more anointing that's being released in your life for where God is taking you. God is taking you. There's some people that he's called you to that there has to be a greater anointing released in your life. And you might, you know, you find yourself saying, God, why do I have to go through this? You know, but I still see you saying, not my will, but let your will be done, even though it's been hard. And God says he's going to reward you for your faithfulness. to the assignment that he has on your life. So God wants you to be encouraged on today, my sister, and continue to press forward even through the pain. You wake up, there are times when you're waking up and you wake up in pain, and God's going to heal that, but he's not going to put you through any more than you can bear. He said the pressure is necessary for the assignment. The pressure is necessary for the assignment. And God wants you to continue to press forward in him as he takes you to another realm. I just see you going to another realm in him. Amen. And the supernatural. There's a supernatural anointing being released on your life. So, Father, we just praise you and we thank you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this woman of God, for the assignment that you have over her life, oh God. I see you evangelizing. I see you preaching the word. I don't know if you're preaching right now, but I actually see you preaching the gospel, and I see lives being set free as a result of the ministry that God has appointed to you. So just bear with this time. Bear with me, says the Lord, through this time. Just bear it. I've never put any more on you than you can bear. So just bear with me. God says, I'm taking you someplace in me. So, Father, we just thank you. We praise you for this woman of God, for this anointed servant, oh God, and for her obedience and her willingness to obey. Jesus, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I even see you having a hard time in fellowship, even in fellowship, that there's people that don't really receive you like they should. And God says, I'm putting people around you that are going to see you for the gift that you are and see the gift that I put in you. And God says, line yourself up with people who are where you're going. I want you to trim your alliances. There are people that are bearing you down and weighing you down. And God says, I want you, I'm not going to take them away, but I want you to reassess the people that you have allowed to be close to you, because some of them don't have any good things in mind for you. But there are some that do. And God says, I've given you discernment to see that. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you. Even as, Father God, our sister, Father God, has called in on tonight, Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon her life, your hand of healing, the hand of our purpose on her life, oh God. And, Lord, we just declare that not one word shall fall to the ground, and that she, Father God, shall, Father God, walk into the fullness of the manifestation of everything that you have spoken over her life, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that even now provision is being made, oh God, hallelujah, even for the necessity in her life, oh God. We thank you for favor that men and women were given to her bosom, oh God. And we thank you for a door to opening, oh God, that no man can close, oh God. We thank you for opportunity and promotion, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, have your way. And even, Father God, even as she sleeps tonight, right now, Lord, I lay hands upon her, Father God, for healing, for supernatural healing, oh God. Heal her body, Father God. Take away the pain, oh God. So take away the pain, Father God. Take away the pain, Father God, that's been racking her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, that's it. Hallelujah. Be healed, Michelle. Be healed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Receive your healing tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that's it. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lord, you're awesome. Thank you. Thank you for healing. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, prophetess. Amen. Hallelujah. What's going on? Everything well with you?
Well, I've been having like a lot of pain in my stomach. It's I have this thing that's been going on for probably about 8 months now, so it's, you know, causing me a lot of pain, but I'm bearing it, you know. I know that God's going to heal my body, you know. Like
Amen.
You said,
and
you know,
right now, Hallelujah. Father, right now, Father God, lay hands upon her stomach, oh God. Hallelujah. And I declare supernatural healing, oh God. We drop every tumor, Father God, every cyst, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anything that's not like you, oh God, we cast it out in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we declare total healing, Father God, even now, Father God. Even now, we declare healing in her stomach right now, in all the intestines, Father God. Everything, Father God, every cell, Father God, we regulate her blood count, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Her hemoglobin, oh God. Everything, Father God, pertaining to whatever it is that's causing this pain in her stomach, oh God. Oh God, we declare it dried up. Dry it up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we declare supernatural healing over her right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm glad you told me it was specifically your stomach. So I said, pray for your stomach area. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you've been to the doctors?
Yeah, I have. And they didn't really do any, you know, surgery and stuff. And that. They've told me twice, you know, that I might have to get a blood transfusion. But, you know, every time I went back, my blood is always better. But they were saying something about hysterectomy, and I don't want to get that because I'm believing in God that I'm going to get married and I want to have more children. So, you know,
amen.
I don't want that. So, you know,
amen.
I'm just believing in God that my body is going to be totally healed, and I'm not going to accept anything else other than that, you know.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's right. Stay in their faith because, again, by it, the elders obtained the good report. And like you said, stand, you know, just stand. God has the final say. And, you know, and you, how many children do you have now?
I have a son. I have an 8-year-old son now.
Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, just bear with me. I want to say to everybody in the chat room, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Destined for Victory broadcast, and we'll be back here on next Tuesday, and you can meet me here on Saturday for the Woman to Woman broadcast right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. God bless you. And for those of you on the phone line, Sister Tina, you also on the air, so I got you, and I'll be talking to you in a minute. So God bless you. So you have an 8-year-old son?
Yes, I do. I have an 8-year-old.
Amen, amen. And you're looking to have, you're going to have, how many more children are you going to have?
Two, once I get married. I'm not married right now, but...
So you're looking to have 2 more children when you get married?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Amen, amen, praise the Lord. Well, the Lord is faithful, you know, he's faithful to give you, and you know, he said that we delight ourselves in him, that he would give us the desires of our heart. So, you know, it's a great thing to be able to know that God, he will give us the desires of our heart, you know, and he's faithful, and he'll, your husband is, but I'm sure if you have a desire to be married, to have children, I am certain that your husband is looking for you. So are you ready to be found?
Yes, I am. I've been ready, I think.
Amen. Amen. You say you've been ready, huh?
Yeah, he's not looking in the right areas. He needs to go.
Amen. We need to send him back. We need to send him your way. Amen.
Yes,
so we thank God. Father, we just thank you even now, even for her husband, oh, Lord. Even now, Lord, that you said that we delight ourselves in you. You would give us the desires of our heart, Lord. And we're Father God, we believe, Father God, your word. And we pray by faith, oh, God. So even now, Lord, even as she is delighting herself in you, oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that it is her desire to be married and to have at least 2 more children, oh, God. So, Father God, we come against hysterectomy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We already have prayed for healing, oh, God. And, Lord, we, Father God, believe that that is manifested, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord, that she shall not have a hysterectomy, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord, that she shall, Father God, give birth to 2 children, oh, God, and that she shall, hallelujah, be found by her husband who's looking for her. So, Lord, even now, Lord, as he's looking for her, Lord, you direct his path, oh, God. You said in your word that the path of a good man, the steps of a good man are ordered by you, O God. So, Lord, we even speak, Father God, to the supernatural realm, O God, to the spirit of her husband, O God, that he, even as he's been wondering if maybe she is his wife, O God, O Lord, open the eyes of her man, O God, Lord, so that he will see that she is his rib. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's all right. We can pray for him to find his rib.
That's right.
You know, we can pray that. You know, we know that, that God knows, that he already knows who your husband is. So we just thank God for prayer. You know, I know you believe in prayer, and I believe in prayer. He's answered a lot of mine. So I just thank God for you. So how's ministry going on? Were you on the air tonight?
Not tonight. I'll be back on Thursday. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been doing like 2 days. Yeah, 2 days a week. Normally I do Tuesday and Thursday, but I didn't do tonight.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So Thursday you'll be back on at 9 o'clock.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, praise God. Well, you are you preaching? I did see something about you preaching. Are you preaching?
No, I haven't started that yet. I know that the Holy Spirit told me that I would be sought out starting in June. So, you know, I don't have long off, but, you know, I haven't started, you know, going places or preaching yet. No.
Well, you said started in June, right? Now, have you preached your first sermon yet?
No, I haven't done that either. Nope. Uh-uh.
Okay, all right. So he told you something about June?
Uh-huh, he said starting in June. Yeah.
June 2012?
He didn't say 2012, though, but he told me this in 2009, and, you know, he had given me instructions on what to do and stuff like that. I'm saying the Holy Spirit. You know, I've done ministry training at my church, but I'm not in a church right now. I live in North Carolina. I'm going to be relocating to another part of North Carolina in a few months, in about 3 months. So I haven't done that yet. You know, I took some classes at this church. You know, we used to, like, you know, kind of like teach on different subjects and stuff like that. But
yeah.
I haven't been, you know, I've been commissioned into the office of a prophet, but I haven't been, you know, done like a initial sermon.
Yeah, Tina. God bless you, Tina.
God bless you, Pastor.
How are you doing, daughter?
I'm doing well.
Amen. And I'm talking today. I'm going to be right with you to stay with me. So you've been commissioned into the office of a prophet. Why don't you use your title?
I don't know. I never, when I was at that church, I did, but I just don't, you know. I mean, some people call me that anyway, but... You know, I just
right.
say Michelle, you know.
So you prefer Michelle?
I do. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. To me, you know, some people do call me that. I don't, you know, say, well, you have to or anything like that. But, yeah, there are people that do, you know.
You know, don't be afraid of what God's going to do with you, what God's showing you pertaining to your life and the ministry that he has for you to do and the anointing that he's put on your life. So many times God shows us things and it's just so much bigger than what we can imagine, you know, and the Lord is just, you know, even when I was praying for you, I just saw God doing great things. And I did see that you were not at a church right now and that you had some, like I said, with fellowship, but there were some issues with fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
But God knows, you know, he knows who you are. And like you said, the title's not the main thing, but, you know, he gave us the office. He gave us that office of a prophet, you know. He gave you the office. It's a gift. It's a ministry gift. And like you said, you don't have to run around saying, I'm prophetess Michelle. Like you said, people know, and they automatically call you that anyway. Like, you never told me that. But when I heard you, your ministry, I knew that you were a prophet. And that's what God said, your gift will make room for you. And, you know, I just see him taking you to a church where your gifts are going to be nurtured and built up, and he's going to affiliate you. I think I said it in my prayer, with people who are going, who are where you're going, because there's so much that he has for you and for you to do. And that's why you're coming up under so much attack, even in your body. I mean, you know, your health, the devil's coming against your health. But you take care of yourself, you know, make sure you're eating right, make sure you're getting some exercise and getting the proper rest, because God has work for you, and you're going to be married, and you know, you still have to mother your 8-year-old and the babies that you have. So, you know, don't grow weary. Don't grow weary, and don't be afraid, and don't back up. Why I said that is because I don't know why, but I saw you backing up a little bit in the spirit, you know, but don't back up. Go forward, you know, go forth, because if God said it, he might have said it in 2008, 2009, but if he said it, it's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. So, and why I asked you about June 2012 is because I was thinking, it came to my head, don't run out ahead of God. So you're doing right and waiting on the Lord, not running out there trying to, you know, open doors for yourself. God's going to open the doors for you. He's going to open the doors for you, starting with your home church, where they're going to see your gifts, and they're not going to despise your gifts. They're going to actually welcome your gifts with this new church home that he's taking you to. So, you're in for some good things coming up this upcoming year. It's amazing. You said three months, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So in this upcoming year, like 3 months, you're almost into like February, March. So, and then you only have 3 more months until June. So wow, that's good. Wow, God is up to something with you. He's up to something, and he's going to heal your body. So you get ready, but you do your part, okay? Do your part, all right?
About backing up. Yes, ma'am, I will. I'll make sure I do, you know. The thing you said about backing up, I really thank God for that, because, you know, when you asked me about the prayer ministry, I've been really praying about that, you know, the Blog Talk thing or whatever. And I was like, you know, God, was that just for a season or whatever? And I feel like that was my answer when you said that, don't back up, you know.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's part of it, because I was like, you know, maybe I just was been up there for a season or something like that. But I received that word. I do. I do.
How long were you there? How long have you been doing it?
February will be a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, it's just amazing, because there are a lot of, I see an authenticity, authentic aura. You know, you're authentic. There's a sweet aroma, the aroma of Christ emanating from you. And there are a lot of prophets out there that don't have that. They're not authentic. They're false. And they're right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, there are a lot of people doing ministry out here, but they're not real. And God's He needs us, you know, to be out here counteracting the counterfeit. So, because there are a lot of people out here who are hurting and who need God. They need Jesus. So God is using you for his glory right here on Blog Talk Radio. You're not a runaway train. You're not out here trying to make a name for yourself. You're lifting up Jesus. So, and there's no harm in praying. You know, there's no harm in praying. So, you know, I just thank God for you, and I thank God for your ministry, and I thank God that you received that word, because I sure wouldn't want to see you stop. Mm-hmm. And God wouldn't want to see you stop.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I received that. I really do. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. But, you know, like you said, you received this confirmation. So God has the final word. And I believe that I think you're going to go forward. I know that God is just, I'm not, you know, I, even like me with this, you know,
I mean, it's I pastor a church. I got some books out here that I've written. For those of you who listen to the archives, I finally put them up on the board. But and God keeps giving me more to do, you know, and that's what he says in his word. When you're faithful with a few things,
yes,
he'll put you in charge of much. So God needs you to be faithful over this prayer ministry, because he's spoken in your life. You've gotten word after word after word in your life. As a matter of fact, there are times when you need a word from God, and I thank God he sent you here, because you remind me of me, where it's like everybody can't speak to you. Mm. Everybody can't, you know. So
you're right.
You know, God everybody can't speak into your life. That's what I'm getting from you. And, because you hear God. You hear him for yourself. You know, so he had to send somebody, you know, to you, just to speak to you and to let you know that you're on the right track with him. And, you know, he's pleased with your service. You know, so you just keep on keeping on in Jesus. And, that God, you've been faithful with the few. And it's been a year. And he has not forgotten. God has not forgotten what he said about you. You know, so you just know that. How are you in your 30s?
Yes, I am. I just actually turned 34 on Saturday, the 3rd. Yeah.
Oh, praise God. Happy birthday. I would sing, but you don't want to hear that.
No, don't do it if I don't want to hear it, because you don't want to hear me sing either, so.
Maybe Tina will sing for you. Amen. Well, God bless you and happy birthday. I'm going to talk to Tina, and then I probably need to get off the air, but God bless you.
God bless you,
Michelle.
Too. Thank you so much.
And happy birthday to you. And, you know, I'm happy to have met you here on Blog Talk.
Yes, and I'm the same here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Amen. Tina, God bless you, daughter.
Hi, God bless you. You know I was not going to say anything. Oh, amen.
Well, you can say happy birthday. Amen.
Happy lady birthday.
Amen. Well, maybe she'll be in the archive because she dropped off. And I just thank God for you being here tonight and holding on with me. I know you held on to the end.
Amen. Yes. I held on to it. It was a good call. I was debating. I was like, okay, I wanted to call in for prayer. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll just call you off the record. But then I was like, okay, no, I can just, you know, I can press one like anybody else. So. And don't be concerned
Amen.
About prayer on the air, huh?
Oh, you have a thing about prayer on the air?
No, well, I was calling so you can pray for my mom, so I didn't know if I wanted to say that on the air.
Okay. Well, I don't think your family's listening to Destin particularly, so... I can definitely pray for mom. I will definitely lift her up in prayer. Is she well? Is she well?
She's well.
Amen.
She's well. Physically, she's well. She's well. I just want to pray for her to have a peace of mind. Just eliminate any confusion, doubt, strife that happens when you try to, when she's trying to mend fences in the family with other people, and, you know, find yourself in the middle, trying to, you know, hear everybody's side, and, you know, you just find yourself in the middle. And I see that she's in the middle, and I just want her to, you know, pray for her strength and her not to just understand that. Just pray for her strength. That's what she is.
Amen. Let me lift up, Mom. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name, Lord. Lord, we just come to you, Father God, boldly to the throne of grace, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for Tina, oh God. I thank you for Tina Lane, oh God. I thank you for her family, oh God. I thank you for her heart, oh God, the heart that she has towards her family, Lord. I thank you for her faithfulness, oh God, that she, Father God, is, Father God, a staple, even in her family, Lord, that she, Father God, just cares so much for so many, oh God, and give so much to so many, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for her mom, oh God, on tonight, God. We just ask, Father God, even now, Father God, that you will touch her mother, oh God, that you will give her peace in this midnight hour, oh God. Hallelujah. That you will sing your angels to encamp around her, oh God. Father God, to minister to her, Father God, to keep her free from harm, oh God, to keep her free from frustration, oh God, to keep her free from anxiety, oh God, and confusion, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even as she, Father God, is reaching out to other family members, oh God, and trying to keep the peace in the family, oh God, and trying to help, oh God. We just thank you. We bind up the hands of strife right now in the name of Jesus, and we declare, oh God, hallelujah, even peace and unity, oh God, even in the family, oh God. Oh God, we break strongholds, oh God, hallelujah. Generational curses, we break them off right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we speak peace and unity to that family, oh God, even if they are close-knit, oh God, and they are joined together in so many ways, oh God. Whatever it is, Father God, that one thing that the devil might be holding up against them, oh God, that one stronghold, oh God, that might be keeping them from being as close as they can, oh God. Oh God, we demolish every stronghold, oh God, and we draw them closer together in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even now, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in that family, oh God. And Lord, even now, Father God, put a hedge of protection around Tina's mom, oh God. Oh Lord, put a hedge of protection around her mind, oh God. We speak peace to her mind, oh God. We speak joy, oh God, even in the time of trouble, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your joy be her strength, oh God. Let her draw on your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to stand up or even under adversity, oh God. Oh Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in her life, oh God. And we, Father God, just praise you, oh God, because you are worthy. There is none like you, Lord. We love you today, oh God. We love you and we bless your name. And you said you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, oh God. So Lord, you said that you hear our cry in a time of distress, oh God. So Lord, we know even now, Lord, as Tina's mom, Father God, is dealing with, Father God, whatever it is she's dealing with, oh God, even as she, Father God, may call out to you, oh God, we know that you hear her, oh God. We call out to you on her behalf, oh God, that you will step into the situation and right everything that's wrong, oh God, that you will fix, Father God, every problem, oh God, that you will, Father God, cancel out confusion, oh God. Oh God, that you will stamp out strife, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we calling on you and we crying out to you, oh God, even on the behalf of Tina's family, oh God, and even give Tina peace, oh God, even during this time, oh God, as she's lifting up her mom, as she's lifting up family members, oh God, as she's being a peacemaker, oh God, we just give her peace, oh God, that she will have the ability to stand, oh God, after she has done all to stand, and she will stand in the power of your might, oh God, hallelujah. So Lord, we come against the hand of the devil, oh God, and his family, the hand of the enemy against her mom, the hand of the enemy against her, oh Lord, and we declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, oh God, but you are with them, oh Lord, that you are protecting them, that you are keeping them, oh God, that you are walking with them, oh God, that you are in the fire with them, in the storm with them, Lord, that nothing shall harm them, oh God. So Lord, I just thank you even now for supernatural peace, oh God, even coming over that household, oh God, if this prayer is going across the airways, across the phone lines, oh God, that even your peace, Father God, will settle in that home, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the top of the roof to the bottom of the cellar, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the doorpost, oh God, the front door to the back door, oh God, hallelujah, every room, oh God, let your peace go into every room of the house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even now, Father God, give her mom sweet slumber, oh God, let her not worry, let her not stay up at night, oh God, but give her sleep, give her rest, oh God, let her rest in you, oh God. You said, come to me, all who are heavy burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, oh God. So we declare perfect rest on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you.
Amen.
for what you're doing in this family, oh God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit now, even being released in their home, oh God. Hallelujah, that you would send ministering angels, oh God, to even minister to Tina's mom, oh God, even during her time of trouble, oh God. You said you would never put any more on that she can handle, oh Lord, and that you are with her. So, Lord, we just thank you for your spirit being with her right now. And when we speak, peace be still. Peace be still to every situation that might trouble her. Peace be still. Oh, God, peace be still to every problem. Peace be still to confusion. Peace be still to strife. Peace be still to worry. Peace be still to doubt. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace into that home, oh, God, and peace into her mother's heart, her mind, her soul, and her spirit. And we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in that family. We speak strength, oh, God. Oh, God, strengthen her right now. You said when we are weak, you are strong. We are strong. Oh God, because of your power in us. So we ask that you raise up your power within her mother, that you would give her strength to endure, that you would give her the strength to sustain, the strength to continue moving forward, oh God, even when she feels like quitting. So we thank you for your peace over her life right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for strengthening this family, God. Oh, God, strengthen Tina Lane right now. Strengthen her, God. Oh, God, she's been so much for so many. Give her strength right now, God. Oh, God, continue to walk with her. Raise up in her, oh, God, and continue to walk with her and talk to her, oh, God. Continue to minister to her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon Tina's life, oh, God, and everything that you're doing in her, oh, God. Give her strength to endure, oh, God. Oh, God, strength, oh, God, power, oh, God, the power of your might, even as she puts on the full armor, oh God. Continue to give her hope in the middle of a hopeless situation, oh God. Oh God, continue to allow her to have joy in the midnight hour, oh God, knowing, oh God, even as weeping may endure for a night, that joy comes in the morning, oh God. So we just thank you. I thank you for your hand upon her life. I thank you, oh God. Oh God, for the work that you're doing in her. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the miracles, oh God. I thank you, oh Lord, for the strength. Thank you for the ministry. I thank you for the power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Have your way in her life, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And I cancel out any spiritual warfare that may be coming against her, oh God. Hallelujah. Any unclean spirit, anything that's not like you, oh God. Oh God, we cast it off of her, oh God, and cast it out, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, for clarity, we thank you, Jesus. We bind up the spirit of confusion, oh God. We bind up the spirit of conflict, oh God. We bind up the spirit of strife, oh God, even come in against her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against her can prosper, oh Lord. Oh God, strengthen her, oh God, even though she could be a beacon of light in her family, oh God. Even when she feels weak, oh God, strengthen her. Hold up her arms, oh God. Hold up her arms, oh God. Keep her on the right path. Keep her, oh God, in the center of your bosom, oh God. Walk with her and talk with her, oh God, even as she travels this road, oh God, that is not easy, oh Lord. And we just thank you for what you're doing in her life, oh God. We thank you for the lives that she touched, oh God, the lives that she will touch, oh God, oh God, even in the ministry that you have given her. So we just thank you and we praise you for her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be encouraged, daughter. Is continuing. The Lord is saying to be encouraged. Trust in him and be of good courage. The Lord is saying, trust in me and be of good courage. Look back and see what I brought you through and the things that I've walked through with you and know that this is not too difficult for me, says God. God says he's in the middle of it and he's working things out for your good and for the good of your family. And God wants you to be encouraged on tonight, even as you pray for your mom, even as you pray for those others in your family who you may be concerned about. The Lord wants you to know that he's sovereign, that he has everything in control, and that he's working things out for the good of your family. So you just be encouraged even as you go forward, even if you go off of this line on tonight, and know that there's no weapon formed against you or your mom that can prosper. So just continue to move forward, and be mindful of distractions, of the distracting spirit. There's been a distracting spirit sent out against you to try to get you off course, to try to take you out of your anointing. And the Lord wants you to just keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on him, as he's going to walk with you through the fiery trials. And I see them being fiery trials. But God says the fire won't burn you and the waters won't overwhelm you. He says when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said he's already raised up the spirit against them. And that's the Holy Spirit, the walking spirit, says the Lord. Continue to stay in the spirit. And no matter what's going on in the flesh, and God says you already have the victory. You already have the victory, says the Lord. So God is he's faithful. I just hear faithful. I hear the song, Great is Your Faithfulness. Great is Your Faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. And God says he's doing a new thing. God, the Lord, says he's doing a new thing in you. He's doing a new thing in your family. You haven't, you're in a new place. I just see you being in a new place with the Lord. I just see you being amazed at his hand on your life. And God is just saying that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into your mind the things I have for you. And the Lord just wants you to know that he has more in store for you. Tina, God wants you to know that there's more. And this trial, he said, after you have suffered for a little while, he's going to establish you and perfect you and show himself mighty. God's going to show himself mighty. But know that he's in the middle of this, whatever it is, and whatever you're walking through, God says he's in the middle of it. He's in the middle with you. He's in the middle of it with you, just like Jesus was in the middle of the storm with the disciples. God is saying he's in the middle with you. And as long as he's in the middle, you're not going under. You won't perish. There's no defeat in this situation, only victory. So just continue to trust in the Lord. Continue to keep his word in your mouth. And God is going to he's going to keep his promise to you. So God is good and worthy to praise. Father, we just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this family. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this woman of God's life. Oh God, even now, Father God, that she shall continue, Father God, to even declare your words, oh God, hallelujah, to preach your gospel, oh God. And we just thank you, Father God, for, Father God, just raising her up in you, oh God, and using her mightily for your glory, oh God, everywhere she goes. And we just thank you, Lord, for, Father God, joining those towards her, Father God, and just showing her, Father God, what you have called her to do, oh Lord. And we just praise you, oh God, for everything that you're doing in her life. And we continually give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you're yet to do. Because God is saying you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet, says the Lord. As I would say, you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, just get ready. Get ready and stay ready, says God. Don't let down your guard and don't be distracted. I just see, again, the spirit of distraction. Don't be distracted, but stay ready and stay encouraged. Don't get discouraged. Just stay ready and stay encouraged and keep praising him. Keep praising the Lord, and victory is yours in Jesus. Not only is victory yours, but every promise he's made shall be fulfilled in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And your mom's going to be okay. Lord showed me that she's a strong woman, even though she has weak moments. But she's going to be fine. He has her. God says he has your mom, and she's going to make it through this storm. And, you know, your mom's made it through. God's carried her. I see him. He's saying to me, he's brought her a mighty long way. I see your mom carrying. I see the Lord carrying your mom through a lot of storms, and she's been through much. And I know you don't want to see her go through any more, but God says he's holding her, and he's carrying her through this one. He's carrying her. God is literally carrying her through this one. So you can rest assured in that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Jesus, thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for your peace, oh God. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, hallelujah, for your word on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the Spirit, oh God. And we just ask you, Father God, to fill us on tonight, oh God. Every empty place, oh God. Fill every empty place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Build up every weak place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let us keep our mind on you, oh God. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you, oh God. You're worthy. There's none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. Even when it gets hard, oh God, we're going to keep pressing forward, oh God. Help us to press. Help us to press. Help us to press, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your name. And even now, Lord, we raise up, we pray for every child, oh God, every child, oh God, that's in the home of a molester on tonight, God. And we bind up the hand of every molester, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak healing and we speak hope, oh God, to every molester, every molested child, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare, Father God, we bind up the spirit of molestation, and we cast it down out of this earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we put a hedge of protection around every child sleeping in their bed tonight, God. And, oh God, every cut off every unclean hand, oh God, that will reach out to touch a child on tonight, God, and help those of us who have been molested, oh God, help those who have been molested, oh God, to find hope and to find healing, oh God. Speak healing to every hurting woman on tonight, God. Every woman, Father God, that's been through something that she thought it was too much for her to endure. Every assaulted woman, every abused woman, every molested woman, I speak healing over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you, hallelujah, for your faithfulness, oh God, that you sent us out here as beacons of light, oh God, for those who are hurting to be healed, oh God. So I speak healing to every person listening to my voice right now and every person listening to the archive. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. You know, I don't know what God is doing, but he's up to something. And we're just going to go run on and see what he's up to.
Amen. Amen. That is true.
It's just something about the midnight hour. And this will be my only, I pray it will be my only late night, I'll say, for now, because I've, you know, just determined to go to bed earlier and, you know, just try to take better care of myself, because there's a lot of work to be done.
Amen.
Amen. So how's everything else going with you? How's your day been?
Before I'm on archive.
We'll talk about that later then. So to God be the glory. We're going to get off the archive, and we'll talk tomorrow. But anything else you have for me here on the show?
Here on the broadcast show. I mean, I like the information you started off with the beginning of the show. The information that you gave out. To God be the glory. Today I actually spoke to this woman, and I knew her background, and she was the second caller. When you said my name, this is another caller. I believe that was her. Yeah, she was listening, and I'm going to give you her information because she has a background of what you're talking about on the chest into a victory. And when I was just telling her about it today, at church, she's like, "Oh, oh my goodness, you know that's my background." I was like, "Yeah, I know," but I was just telling her to see if she wanted to listen, and she did. So,
amen.
She listened for a while.
Yeah.
That was a blessing, and she didn't say. I guess she didn't want to press one, but she was listening, and she has a story of victory in that area, and certain things that you talked about when you said, how Christ delivered you from this, from your situation, and when you were just giving steps and giving it to Christ, and it was just something that she had said to me earlier when she was saying what she was going through and what people need to do within the church, and sometimes they don't want to talk about this, molestation, sexual abuse, domestic violence that's happening, and she experienced so much, so she has a voice. She definitely has a voice to speak.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So she did, yeah, I did see her. She listened for a while, too, and I'm glad that she tuned in, and I'm glad that you're spreading the word.
Yes. I told her, and she texted me to make sure, I told her, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to text you, and I forgot to text her, and she was texting me around 10 o'clock, where's the number? I'm like, oh, okay.
So she was serious.
Yeah, she's serious because she has a powerful story. You know, we'll talk about that online, but she has a powerful story, and she wants to connect with you, so to God be the glory with that.
Yeah, maybe she'll call in and give her testimony one day. We're definitely open for that, for her to call in and give her testimony. And, just let people know that you can't come out of sexual molestation. You can't come out of abuse. You can't come out of rape, and we can do something about it. One thing, I've been reading a very good book. I want to tell you about it. I'm not going to do it on the air yet. I want to read it some more, and then I'll share it on the air. But I bought this book back in 2004.
Okay.
And that goes to show you how long this has been on me. And I'm like, wow, I bought this book back in 2004. I went up in my library in my office. Books are in my office. They've been there for a long time, because I tell you. And I went up and I had to dust it off. It was in the library in my one of my bookcases upstairs, and I had to dust it off. That's how long it's been since I looked at it. But I remember after looking at the last book that I bought on molestation and having such a bad. I guess it was a bad experience because it messed with my spirit.
Right.
Having that experience, where the book actually messed with my spirit like that, I needed something that could help me on this fight that I'm on, something clinical almost, that would help me to stop molestation. And this book, it seems like a good resource. So I'll give you the information tomorrow off the air, and then maybe in a few weeks I'll give it on the air after I read the book. So far, it's good. But
that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad God redirected you back to that book. Because I guess it's time for the book now. It wasn't time for it back to 2004, but now it's time.
Wow. Yeah, isn't that something, 8 years later? And I talked about that earlier when I was saying 8 years ago God started me ministering on this, and I wasn't ready for that book. You're right, I had to do it on a practical way, and now God has given me clinical means to do it. Even I'll be going back to school, actually, in a couple of weeks for Christian counseling. I want to go back to college, actually, and I'll do some more studying because I've done some courses on Christian counseling.
Amen.
But I need more, American Association of Christian Counselors has some excellent courses, and my husband and I both took quite a few of those when we started counseling people, and now I'm actually going to go and take some college courses, actually go for a degree. I don't have a degree in counseling. I'm actually going to go for that degree in counseling.
Amen. Well, all right.
Yes.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. So to God be the glory. And look, for those of you listening on the archives, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm talking with Tina Lane. We're up burning the midnight owl. Midnight oil. And both of us are really passionate about, protecting our children, keeping our teenagers on the right path, and helping women and men to be healed from any negative things that have happened in their lives, including especially molestation. So we want to invite you to come out on Tuesday nights. If you're listening to the archive, you know, we're here every Tuesday. You can call and talk, you know, talk to me, give me your testimony. There is an organization that the Lord had me found, and Tina is working with me, Destined for Victory organization. And Tina, I don't know if you were here when I said that we're going to have the Destined for Victory Hope Center.
No, because I came around 10:15, so, okay.
Yeah, the Lord gave me the vision even to have a Hope Center, Destined for Victory Hope Center, and that's going to be a place where, you know, you could come and have somebody to talk to, you know, Christian. You can have, you rent nobody's business, right?
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God. To God be the glory. Oh, my God. Wow. Jesus.
I'm like, Lord. So that
glory.
Was the Christ-ner. And
yes.
But the place where Clara went to was more like a Hope Center. And Clara worked in the Crisis Center, and Justine worked in the Hope Center. So
right.
Even though it wasn't worth it, that, my God.
Wow.
Because we know there's hope to be found in Jesus, the hope of glory. So look at God, though. Did that just blow your mind?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. I was like, wow, it just blew me. I was like, my God. Wow.
That just blew my mind. And, you know, it was amazing because we were in the high school. We went on an orientation with Kayla last week. That's why we had to cancel the celebration for Prophetess. But they had this place called The Den, because she's going to high school next week, so they invited all the middle school eighth graders to come over to the high school. And they have this place called The Den, and they have these luxurious leather couches. They had pool tables. They had games. And then they had somebody for the kids to talk to. And I was like, wow. You know, I mean, it was a very comfortable, welcoming place. And then, you know, you could come and just unwind. If you just wanted some place to go. And then if you needed someone to talk to, there were some people to talk to. And I said, wow. And that's what I want to create. I want to create a place where women and men and young children even, but not maybe not children, but teenagers can come and have someone, a place where it's a safe place, where they feel comfortable, and they can unwind, and then maybe have someone to talk to. So that's what the Hope Center is going to be.
Wow, that is such a blessing. That's great. You know, that's just something that's great. That's right up my alley. So I was like, wow. That's something. Yeah, that is definitely,
And you wanted to work with me. And you told me, you said, I was going to be, you know, you said, I want to work with you. We were talking about a secular job or a job working
right.
with people. And even now, you know, you would be excellent, you know, to work with me in that Hope Center because you're a go-getter. And so we're going to get the 501c3 and the incorporation and, you know, just go ahead and set that up. For the whole mission, for this Destined for Victory organization, and also then begin to do some writing, some grant writing, so that we can actually get the building and get the staff, you know, get the grant, the staff, the building. And I know God's going to make the provision for it. That's probably why I haven't been called back to work yet, because God wants me to birth this out. So, to God be the glory. And you've heard it here first on the Destined for Victory broadcast. I told my husband, and it's big. This is bigger than me. That's why that spiritual warfare came so heavy last week, Tina, with everything.
Yeah, you caught me off guard with that. I was like, I didn't know. I was like, amen. Okay.
Yeah, it came so heavy. You know, God wants to know, am I really going to take a stand for this, you know,
right.
you know, against molestation and to help people, you know, prevent this thing and to get healed. You know, just think of each one of us, protected the kids that we know in our own families and our own neighborhood, you know, people that we come into contact with, if we could protect those kids, then we're making a significant difference. You know, a lot of times we see signs and we turn a blind eye because we don't want to get involved.
Right. That is, God be the glory. That is true. One thing I'm asking God for is that I tend to do things outside when it deals with children. I'm doing things outside, and there's like in within, whether I have cousins, you know, within my own family that needs to hear this. So I have to work on the trepidation of not, you know, start to include them, because, you know, you go outside and you're talking to people, and then you have issues with your own little cousin that that's not being addressed or being said. So, like, I don't like, you know, being this way, and then I may have a cousin that's going through something, and I'm like, okay, God, just start to have me open up more and talk about what I'm doing, because sometimes I may not mention everything I'm doing to my relatives, you know. And so when you were, what did you tell, what's her name? The young lady who called Michelle, and she didn't want to say whether or not she was a prophet. And then as you began to pray for her, you said what God has said. And I know the Lord has a way of saying, you know, you have to speak my name or speak what you're doing, whatever you want. You know, I just can't just pick and choose all the time.
Wow.
Just thank you, God, for that. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for that, because I just felt that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I've been through that, like on the job. I've actually tippy-toed around work because I didn't want people to be uncomfortable because I'm a Christian, because I'm pastor, you know, even though I wasn't walking around waving a banner or anything. They knew who I was, though, and I didn't want to make people uncomfortable because there was, you know, some other Christians there, and their lives were so contrary to mine. I mean, you could just look at it and see. And my very presence made them uncomfortable. And that's what we have to realize, is that our very presence, even though we don't say anything about Jesus, will make some people uncomfortable. So
it will. I'm learning, but I'm getting a little more bolder. But it will. It will make people uncomfortable. And sometimes on Sunday, I was with my relative, and they were talking about something, and I took it to another level spiritually, you know, and it just got quiet. So, okay.
Yeah, they probably thought they were like, what is she talking about? Why is she talking about that right now? But to God be the glory, like you said, you got a little bit bolder. And, you know, we find we have to find a way to win our relatives over to Jesus without hitting them over the head with the Bible. So even as you were talking earlier, I was thinking pamphlets, prevent your child from being molested. I mean, a lot of people probably wouldn't even take a pamphlet like that because they'd be like, "Oh, this will never happen to my child. Nobody in my house is a molester." But I guess maybe over 3 million children that are being molested today, I guess that's what their parents felt like or would feel like if they knew. You know, they probably feel that way, like, no, this would never happen to my child. But the fact of the matter is, it's happening to over 3 million children right now, even as we speak, that are being molested today, you know. And if we don't do anything, prevention starts at home, you know.
Right.
So otherwise, you know, if I give you a pamphlet that says stop the children in your family from being molested, you know, would you read it? That's the question that has to be asked. Would you read it or would you just throw it away? You know, and but the pamphlets are coming. They're coming. The books are coming. You know, the CDs are coming. Whatever has to be done, the website is coming. For those of you who are looking for our website, it's coming. Everything that needs to be done is going to be done, and we're going to stop molestation. So we're going to prevent it starting in our own family, starting with our daughters, our sons, our cousins, our nieces, our nephews. you know, those kids that come to our house from down the street, the children in our church, because, you know, it's happening in the church. And,
right.
I'm hearing a lot about people being raped in the church. And I'm like, well, what is that about? And these people are not just people, they're kids. You know, they're kids being raped in the church. And I used to tell people all the time, don't send your children to the bathroom by themselves. You know, especially men, because they have the open stalls.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that. Don't send your little boys to the bathroom by themselves, your 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old little son. You know, if you're a mother and you have a boy, take him into the ladies' room with you if he's 5, 6, or 7 years old. Don't send him, and you don't have a man to send him into the men's room with. If you're a father, go with your son. Go with your son. Because it's some crazy things happening in those open stalls in the bathrooms. So it's crazy.
It is crazy. And children tend to, when you were saying that, I was just thinking about sometime in school, there are situations where you see children act out different their behavior towards like a boy doing something to another boy or to a girl. And then people may say, well, where did they get that from? They must have got that from home. And they must have saw their mother and their father do that. But sometimes they're not asking the question, was it done to you?
Yeah, wow. Wow.
So, you know, that just made me think about it because there are times, there are incidents where you hear, or I know people in the school system, where you see the little boy that's in the second grade and he does something like, oh, he must have, why would he do that? Why would he touch her or touch him? Well, did anyone ever ask if it was done to him, or are you just assuming that? So a lot of times children do act out what's already being done to them in school with someone else.
Yes, and it's documented.
Because they don't know the difference. Sometimes at a young age, they don't know that this is wrong. They may feel it is wrong, but they may not totally understand the concept. So just pamphlets are definitely needed. Pamphlets so parents can prayerfully read them, and you just have knowledge of it. It should be just as important as you read in the first aid if your child is choking or you need to do CPR. Well, this is the same situation.
That's good. You're right. It is important. And you know, another thing is, and we'll talk about that some more next week, sibling molestation, the older brother in the room with the younger brother, or the older, it's more likely the male or the older brother with the younger sister, or the older sister with the younger brother. You know, these are sibling molestation. That we also have to be conscious of. And that is all going to be information that's going to be included on the website and in the pamphlets that we distribute to people, just to have the information. Education is power. Knowledge is power. When you're armed, one thing is nobody wants to talk about it. It's uncomfortable. It's not easy. It's sure not exciting and interesting, you know, unless you're glamorizing it or glorifying it. But it's the hard, cold facts that this demon, and it is a demon, that will make an adult want to touch a child, to have sexual contact with a child. It is a demon. And that this demon spirit is trying to prevail in the homes, in our homes, in our churches, in our communities. So we're not the only ones speaking out about it. I know other people are, but we are speaking out about it. So to God be the glory.
Amen. To God be the glory. New beginnings.
New beginnings. Amen. And it's 1 o'clock, so we're definitely, what are we, hour over time?
Yes, we are. Wow.
Wow. So, I tell you, Lord, you know, I'm going to go. I'll get off the air. We got 3 hours of archives. For those of you who are listening to the archives, we'll be back next Tuesday right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. And you can also meet me on Saturdays on the Woman to Woman show, where we'll be talking about dealing with your issues this weekend. So I look forward to seeing you on. Tina, thanks for hanging in there with me, daughter.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. It's my pleasure to hang in. Thank you for your prayer. To God be the glory with that.
Amen. Amen. You're welcome. I'm glad you did come in into this anointing, even on the air, and go ahead and get your prayer on the broadcast. You know, because tomorrow, you want that prayer to be answered tonight. You know,
that's why I was like, okay, God. You know, and I'm learning that. I know we don't know if you had, but you had to, I can't be battling with flesh. I'm dealing with other family members. So I know it's the spirit.
Yeah.
So,
talk about that. You know, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. The devil wants to distract us and get us off course, discourage us, and have us doubt God. And have us give up and throw up our hands in dismay. But we're not doing any of that. We're going to continue to fight, you know, continue to don the armor, put on the full armor of God, and, you know, just keep it moving forward. We're not going to be deterred from having the victory in every single area of our lives. So I
That's
just thank
right.
God
Amen.
For Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
When you was praying, when you said God to go door by door, it was just like door by door in his house. And literally I had went while I was on the call listening and went to doors door by door and just started anointing it. So it was like, okay, God.
Praise the Lord. Door by door. Amen. Door by door. He's done it. He's already done. It's already done. So you just go ahead and believe God and just keep believing God for your family. He's already done it.